Blog Talk Radio.
Because he'll change the wording before he gets done with the sentence.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow.
Matt Jones' word. Matt Jones'
all
word.
Right.
Okay. 478-9092. Bobby Wildchild, final comment.
All right. I guess he's on Unadilla Street.
Okay. Pee Wee, final comment.
Pro Stop.
Yeah.
Can you do the same thing for me on Thursday?
Yeah, Pee Wee, I got you. I promise you, I'm sorry. Just kind of got off track. That was my intention today to get Cubby Bear and those guys on the phone for you. But Pee Wee, you are my new goddamn hero. Pee Wee came to Brooklyn, gave me $1,000 in my hand on Thursday. Told G he got the motherfucking back tire. I mean, not the back tire. He got the brake. He's got the move. He Malibu G Brooklyn. You guys have me upset. You got me sad. I don't even know what I need to do. But Thursday we will get back into that. Thursday we'll get into the topic. How do you know you've lost your edge? And then we'll also still talk about some of the year's bets. We'll get into that and a bunch more on the Smack Talk Show on Friday. Until then. It's the return of the Mac. So I definitely appreciate you guys for calling in. Wait a minute, hold on, Jess. Hold on. I just got a text. Okay, so I definitely appreciate you guys, and I'm going to sign off now, and wait a minute, hold on. I think we got a simulcast. Jay Barnes, you just text me. Jay Barnes, are you guys on my show?
Yeah. Full thought, can you hear me?
Jay Barnes, are you guys on my show?
Full thought, can you
open
the
door? I don't know. Okay, wait a minute. Something happened. Something bad happened. What happened, Jay?
You got to open up the mic.
Open up what mic? Your mic is open.
Do you have the show mic open or my cell phone mic open?
Oh, your cell phone mic. Oh, I have the cell phone mic. What is the show number?
I don't know. I can't match the number neither.
Okay, let me see if I can find it, because it might be off the screen. You know, I can only see down so far. You know,
it might
goes
be
down
zero.
To...
let me make sure that...
Okay, you know what? Hold on one second.
347-9989.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I know how to do that. I can filter out. Okay. Okay, I see it.
You just muted my mic, Pro Stop. All right, everybody, hold on one second here. Sorry about that. Y'all, I had Titus in to the Pro-Stock Joe show. He was trying to let us know about a lock-in that's coming up this Saturday in Macon National Dragway at the Macon National Dragway Cold Killer Grudging show. He was locking in Big Sexy versus the Hyde Toss, and we were trying to do a simulcast to pick up on that, and I'm going to get Pro-Stock Joe on and let him tell us about some of the things that that they just did. So if y'all bear with me 1 second, I'm going to dial him out. Well, I can't. I'll dial him out loud. But either way, y'all know that there was a lot of racing that went on this weekend. We're going to get reports from Wayne out of Detroit, Michigan, Never Scared Racing. Wayne, the governor of Michigan, wreaked havoc on in the Michigan area. Also, there was havoc in Texas. Texas, some of our heroes out there got laid down, and none other. Y'all going to have to hear it every day for now on. But Booty Naked went to Jackson, South Carolina, and showed up and showed out. You know he going to tell you about that every hour on the hour. According to what the early reports say that Booty Naked showed up, that he showed up on with a 28-inch stock suspension, a 28-inch stock suspension car, and ran a back half. You know, give me 1 second to get some detail on that. Give me 1 second. Again, Booty Naked showed up and showed out over in Jackson, South Carolina. Y'all got to hear that. It won't be but a few minutes before he'll come on and tell you how he wreaked havoc in South Carolina. Let me get an update on the Pro Stocker. I'm hoping that Meatball, y'all know Meatball generally give me an update. I hadn't heard from him today. Out of the Midwest. But let me see what the Pro Stock is going to talk about. See, can we get him on and tell us what he got working? We're calling the, y'all that don't know, Pro Stocker. See, can we get him to answer his line? We got a lot of hands up, and we're going to get to him in one second.
Hi, you've reached Pro Stock Joe of the NGRA. I'm unavailable at the moment, but please.
That's what you get when you talk to Pro Stocker. Let me see one more thing. Let me see what we got right here. Pro Stock, are you available, Pro Stock? All right, we can't get Pro Stock. Let's go to some of these mics and then I get some of these guys on. Y'all know I don't have any help, so I got a 219-2285. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Monday Night Show with Jay Barnes. Monday Night Madness. Who am I speaking to, please? Oops, hello. Hello. Now who
what
am I speaking to, please? What's happening? Is that you sleeping? What's that?
Leon.
Leaking Leon. Leon.
Yeah.
Man, I heard some stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I need to wait on Wayne. Can you? I don't know. Should I wait on Wayne or what? Nick and Leon, tell me what happened, man.
I went up there, Jay. I was moving my mother-in-law all weekend. I didn't go to no place.
How your mother-in-law doing, Leon?
She's doing real good now. She in her new home. So that's what I did. I didn't get down until like 7 o'clock Saturday night. And I didn't get home until 11:30.
Damn, Leon, you like me, Leon. You didn't get a chance to see a lot of stuff. But
I didn't see nothing. I only see the only thing I got was Tate Wilson. That's the only thing I got. He sent me a text that he will stand. But him and Wayne ran.
That you know, I got to get Wayne on here. I got to get this name. We're looking for Wayne, right? Yeah. I didn't hear the phone work. Okay. That, let's see what we got here. That,
what's happening, Jay?
What's the word? Everything going your way?
Happened. So what?
I think everything going your way?
Oh, pretty good, Jay, pretty good. What's up, Leon?
What's up, kid?
Oh, nothing much. No, we was over here and watched I didn't get a chance to get up there either Saturday, but we did get a chance to see Lil Tony crash out here on the streets.
Yeah, man, I hate to hear that. You know, we don't never advocate the streets, but, man, we don't want nobody getting hurt for real.
Yeah.
That went in 1 minute. I got to give us an update on Lil Tony. I heard that he was all right. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, I heard he's all right. Yeah, he should be back in Detroit by now.
I hate to advocate street racing.
Y'all probably better leave that alone right now.
Huh?
Y'all probably better just leave that incident alone.
Yeah.
Probably not
a
good thing to talk about.
All right. Let me go to one of the. I got a lot of callers here. I got 708-0992. That's a familiar number. 708-0992. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Jay, what you mean that's a familiar number?
Man, you know my mind shorter than my wife.
You know the problem is I ain't did nothing in so long. You know. I don't have the same title that I used to have, so, you know, don't nobody know me no more.
There you go.
But after this weekend.
What you got going on? What happened, man?
I'm trying to get my mojo back. I'm waiting on a call from Willie Dawg. Let me know I got my mojo back. I'm just waiting on Willie Dawg to give me a call.
Okay. Out of the Midwest, that's where you used to be from. I mean,
yeah.
Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I heard that Wayne. I heard Wayne whoop 105.
How do you do that? How do you whoop 105?
I'm gonna say this, and I can't do nothing but speak the truth. I don't know nothing but the truth. I ain't never in my life seen a nitrous car pull away from a turbo car. I just ain't never seen that before. But they got this video up, and it looked like you know, once they left, they left damn near together, and they damn near was at the 60 together. But after the 60, man, I don't know if Wayne got 5 or 6 kits on his car, but all I know is he just pulled away from him and got 105. That's it. That's all.
Well, they all was working.
Now, 105, yeah. are you referring to the man who said it was no reason to be talking last week when we were on the line? He said it was no reason to talk. 105. That's all he said.
That's all he said. And Wayne, this is my understanding. I wasn't there. Wayne drove.
Well, I find that out. I find that out myself. That Wayne was the driver and the tuner, according to what he said. According to what he told me, he was a tuner too.
Yeah. So he put the kill pill jets in there. He did that.
Is this Wayne from Never Scared Racing?
It is I.
I heard that you are a tuner and a driver for hire, and I want to know, I need a tuner and a driver. I heard that you tuned and drove this weekend. Is that true?
I did a little tune. I did a little bit, just a little bit, Jeff.
When they say a tuner, they don't never say how much tuning he has to do. They just say as long as he tunes, you know. So,
let's just say I caused the tuner to put the gas
band
on Chemo.
You're not talking about my friend Chemo, who accused me of being one fucking sided. You didn't race Chemo this weekend.
Yeah, AKA 105, AKA Motor City Mafia.
Damn, you whooped all them folks, you damn name?
All in one race.
But y'all must got 4 lanes. You whoop 105, Chemo, and Motor City Mafia all at one time? Y'all must have been at the Z-Max track.
As they say, at the same damn time.
I don't understand, man. I tell you, now I know that race with Chemo. I was a little worried about you, Wayne, because you know you knocked my damn hometown hero off last week, and this week, you know, fucked up Chemo, and I was a little worried about Chemo because Chemo had a lot of bass in his voice. Last week when he was talking, and I thought for sure you weren't even going that way. So, I mean, so what got you up that way, Wayne? Wayne, you there?
He's so fast, you know, ran away from the phone line.
Well, I told him somebody get Chemo on the damn phone. Y'all know, y'all tell Chemo hit the one button. Chemo hit the one button, so I can damn. I'm trying to figure out how this man whooped 5-3 people. They were racing that damn Z-Mac track. I don't understand that shit, don't I?
What's
somebody
got
to explain that shit. Bill, that's Kid and Leon speaking to you.
What's going on,
man?
Well, that was not a kid.
Oh, man, I was getting ready to say it ain't like that. It's called you to move out of town, is it?
Oh no, brother! I'm on the expressway on my way home. Just got through putting in my 11 hours today, 11 hours and 19 minutes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, hold on, I got somebody out of Detroit. I looked down the board. Yeah, I got somebody out of Detroit. Gonna talk about this shit. I got a 313-7-7045. 313-7045. Michigan. Good afternoon. How you doing today?
Jay, what's happening, baby?
All right. Listen, man, have y'all put a Z-Max track up there? And you heard what Wayne said something about he whooped 3 cars at one time. I don't understand that shit. What's going on?
Yeah, that's what we did, man. We whooped 3 cars at one time, man. What's up, Biz? This Lil Fred.
What up, Lil Fred?
We went in battle. And
I mean, give me a play-by-play, man, because what you call that work? He can't damn talk when the boss man looking at him. But
okay. Well, the first race was
I'm back.
Okay, we're going to get him play-by-play, dog. I'm on here with you, baby.
Well, see, I'm going to start from the beginning, man. First of all, I got disrespected early in the day by Ride or Die. You know, they called me out with, you know, about this car they called Batman, the Batmobile. And, you know, I ain't think you had no business trying to race me, but, you know, they felt, you know, they was going, the handicap was, they figured I couldn't drive. So, you know, we got to the track, you know, they locked the race in, we got to the line. And when I let that transway go, I never saw the car again, Jay.
tell him what else you did, man.
What happened to the lock-in money?
What you mean?
You said
we
locked the whole thing again. We locked the whole thing again.
Well, did the DP man disappear?
Well, he bought DG, man. He didn't disappear. He stayed around.
Hey Jay, he ain't telling you the truth, man.
Hold on, I want to make sure I get this understanding. You mean somebody came up, saved you 100% of the race, and then left and went home?
Well, I thought whooped their ass. Yeah.
Oh, you did whoop their ass in the process?
I felt disrespected because I felt like you wasn't in my class, Jay. But, you know, they figured I couldn't drive. So not only did I click it at 400 feet, I said, fuck, I'm going to pull the parachute on this son of a bitch.
Damn, Wayne, you wrong.
Man, Wayne is doing something. Man, hey, we got a new tuner and driver in the Midwest that looks at the high. Anybody looking for need a damn tuner and a driver and a parachute pull?
And then my next race was Tate the Great from Chicago, and we locked in to race at 4:30.
You know, that's another one of my heroes, Tate the Great.
We locked in to run at 4:30, and the lock-in was fit as if, you know, a gentleman's lock-in, if I have problems or he had problems, we will push the time back. As soon as I get to the track, make my first pass, I get back, my motherfucking EGT bum go out the header. So I gotta go get my shit welded up. We ain't got no weld at the track. So I had to take my header tube off, send my nephew down the road. So while my nephew going down the road to get the header fixed, they come over to me and say, are we still racing? I said, yeah, we still my way. And he said, okay. So, you know, my nephew get back about 4:15. And they run up to the line. So I put the header on, I put it up there. And Tate said, where my money? I said, what you talking about? We racing. He said, you wasn't up here at 4:30? I said, man, you know my car was fucked up. He said, well, you didn't say it was still fucked up. You just said we still racing. So make a long story short, I paid his money, hey, paid him the punk out money, locked his ass back in, got up there. I let go of the transfer. He went there. By the time he came down, I was crossing the finish line.
Damn, Wayne.
Hey, we didn't pull the shoot on him because he was from out of town, Jay.
Yeah, we want him to come back. He was sweet meat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Go ahead, so, the next one.
In the meantime, I'm waiting on old Chemo to, get up to the line. So he goes over there by his camp, and this damn fool got three transmissions on the motherfucking ground, Jay. It's like a transmission graveyard over that motherfucker. I mean, as I know, you're going to put one transmission in the car at a time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's doing. He had three transmissions over there. But lo and behold, I wait, let him put the transmission in. So about time to get his car running, he said he want to go up there and make a test here. No problem. It's about 12 o'clock at night. I don't fell asleep on my damn golf cart. All I hear is arguing. Him and Street King arguing and shit. It wasn't Chemo. It was Nappy. Chemo's Flunky, you know, arguing with Street King and shit.
hold on, Wayne. Hold on. You said that was Chemo's what?
Flunky.
Hold on, man. I want to make sure I hear you right. That was Kimo. What?
You heard me, motherfucker. Floppy.
Oh man, that's cold-hearted.
at the same time, Ann was locked in to run somebody else. Kimo was locked in to run me. Kimo done paid the puck out to the guy Ann was supposed to race. He raced right there on the spot. And Kimo got away from Ann. So, and he made a damn good pass, Jay. So, shit, I said, God damn. I'm about to turn this motherfucker up a little bit. You know what I mean? So, while they're making a pass, the track say the lanes are closing in 2 minutes. That's the first time I ever ran to the back of the track, got my car, and got it back up there in 2 minutes and got in them damn lanes because I wasn't going the whole winter and not race Kimo. So Kimo went ahead, made his run, came on back around. He cooled his car down. You know, we got the money together. We got him to the line. I mean, Jay, it was what? What time was it? About 2 o'clock in the morning, by then? 1:30?
Yeah, it was about 1:30.
You couldn't see the 3:30 cone. That's how much fog had set on the track, but the track was on steel. And I let that trans brake go, and like being safe, we kind of left together, and I never seen Kimo, and I still ain't seen him. Shit. And that was 3 days ago. Shit.
And he pulled the shoot on him, too.
Oh, I did do that, too, didn't I? God damn.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
I'm
going to
cut that shit out, man.
Yeah, I forgot to wrap that motherfucker. We forgot to wrap the shoot up, too.
So,
you whooped Kimo. But what about the other damn three? You named five cars. You said, hold on, let me get my name right. You said you got Tate the Great, my best man. You got I can't remember the other one, but you said you got Motor City Your Mama. You got Ride or Die. You got Kimo, and you got damn one more. You got it was five damn races.
105.
One
race was like three or four people. He was AKA Kimo, AKA 105, AKA Motor City Mafia, AKA Regulator.
Oh, there's another car got you, Regulator? Damn. This shit get confusing. So, out of all the damn five cars, they couldn't whoop you away?
Hey, it was five men, it's only in three races, Jay.
It was a damn big
one. Wayne, they double teamed you, didn't you, Wayne?
Oh,
hey,
I was
just having fun.
They had a damn. Hey, did y'all pay attention that Wayne? Did y'all pay attention? One Wayne would drive, and two Wayne said he had to make tune the car. You see, like, Wayne got damn tune and damn
I had no choice. My tuner was at a wedding. You know, skinny man was out of town for shit. I had to get the shit done. You know, I wasn't gonna let Kimo get out of this one, man. No way, no how.
I've been telling everybody, Kimo. I know Kimo on. If he ain't on my show, he on Dog show. He on one of these damn shows. Kimo hit the one button. Hit the one. Hit. Yeah. Now, hold on. If Kimo don't hit the one button, Motor City Mafia 105, what's the other? One of them hit the goddamn one button. Hold on, we got. Let's see if Kimo right here. This might. Hold on, it might be Kimo 313-97. No, 313-7935. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
No, that ain't Kimo.
I got to tell y'all.
What
too,
up, Timmy?
I got to tell y'all this too. Wayne, let me know, where did you get, you know, since you done did had, Wayne, your car done been out 2 weekends now, and you done won 10 races in 2 weekends, I mean, give us your secret to success. That Wayne the window got down break again?
I'm right here.
Hold on, y'all. I think that, Wayne, you done had, your car just came back. Your car just getting back 10 days out. You done won 10 races in 2 weekends. Tell us how do a man become a man like yourself?
Hey, man, you just don't quit, man, you know. You just got to do what you got to do and, you know, put the right people around you, you know. And if you ain't got that horsepower, you ain't working with nothing.
If you ain't got no horsepower.
That's right, you got to have that horsepower, Jake. Yeah, that's the first step, right? You got to have horsepower.
I know Tate the Great got power. Chemo got power. Street King got power. I can't think of all of them kinfolk you race, but
I ain't race Street King, Jay. That's my partner there.
But you whooped the
Chemo
man
race
whooped
Street.
Street King.
Right.
Hey, Jay,
but this is what I understand, though. This is what I understand, Jay.
The difference between horsepower and not enough horsepower.
Now, this is what I heard. This is what I heard because I went on the Little Tony show last night. They told me the guy that hosts the show by the name of Junior, you know, he told me that if I want to impress him, I got to beat the Bumblebee.
No, wait. No, what? He said you have to beat the King.
Okay. What I'm telling you is, what are the ramifications or how do I say this? What is the criteria to make Little Tony and the Bumblebee the King? I just don't understand how he became the King and he ain't done nothing.
Michael, just mute you.
Can I come in on what about the about
yes
the,
sir, yes
what,
sir, yes sir, yes sir. Go ahead, nephew.
About what be
hello. That was dog trying to get in. You know, y'all always trying to get in with a damn mic. Why I don't know. But then he'll come on.
So Big Wayne.
Yeah.
That was Gary Rachel. Big props to you, man. Big props to all you guys and Chemo, big props to you for finally getting in the ring. I didn't think you could do it, but big props to you. Even though you got your ass knocked out, but big props to you for getting in the ring. So, Wayne, you are right, though. If a dude did not race, he can't be the champ if he didn't fight.
That's right.
Unless you're Pee-wee from Mount Vernon. Pee-wee from Mount Vernon showed everybody a picture of his side header pipe, and he became the King of New York. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but that's what happened. He called me $1,000 on Thursday night to try to get a dude from Brooklyn to lock in, go give him the break in a quarter mile. The dude said, I don't want no break. Like you got more stuff than me. I don't like you're a goddamn slave or some shit. you got more than me. I don't want to get in front of that car like that. You gonna catch me before I get there.
I know motherfucker play. You just want to run away, and the motherfucker get scared. So I ain't gonna run because they gonna catch me before I get the freedom. Motherfucker, you can't get the freedom if you don't run, motherfucker. Run, Fars, run! God damn it!
Hey, Joe, you ain't talking about Team Nate, right?
What? No, oh shit, you said King Nate, that's fucked up. Hey, truth be told, right now, I'm in the great state of South Carolina, and I'm looking at the goddamn Menace Mustang right now, believe it or not. And King Nate heard what you said, I'm not going to tell him, but he would be very upset at King Nate. Do you hear what Nate was never scared said about you? I was talking about how Pee Wee had them boys scared, acting like slaves. They ain't scared to run away because they might get caught before they get the freedom. And he said, "Was that King Nate?" I said, "Oh, you got to talk, man. You got to talk for yourself, man. I can't. Ain't nothing I can do for you. You got to talk."
We can't get Kimo to call in.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm proud of Kimo because that's the first time I ever heard about interracial in about 35 years I know him. So I'm just trying to say I'm proud of him. That's all, you know.
But Wayne, in Ohio, go ahead.
Wayne, how the hell you want the man to keep racing when you keep whipping his ass every time he come out of race? How you told the man? How you expect the man to keep racing? He keep whipping his ass every time he come out.
Well, sure. If he come out more than once every 5 years, he might have a different outcome. Shit.
Nah. I'm glad to hear Joe is.
Are we passing out the fake ass race of the year award? Because I swear to God, him and Lil Tony got to be running neck and neck for that motherfucker.
You said who do what now?
Are we giving out the fake ass race of the year award this year?
We got to give that out. We got to give that out. The fans love the fake. Listen, Jay, I need about 5 texts right now. If y'all love the fake ass race of the year award, I need about 5 people to press the 1 button right now and say y'all want the fake ass race. Now, who you nominate, Big Wayne? Who you nominate?
Little Tony.
Little Tony. Your ass gonna get me in trouble for saying this shit. Now listen, you the one saying this shit, but I bet you when they tell the story, Pro Stock did it. Huh?
No.
You the one saying all this shit, but I bet you when they tell the story, they're gonna say Pro Stock did it.
That's my nomination there.
Is that Lil Tony don't nominate? Okay.
That's my nomination.
So Kimo ain't on the list this year.
Hey,
so Kimo ain't on this year.
Kimo went twice in one night, man. So I got to get the ass a little sooner.
Okay. You got to get the ass a little sooner. Oh, shit. Oh,
nah,
I need for you to say.
Go ahead. Al Wayne of Never Scared Racing, Governor of Michigan of Grudge Inc., nominate Little Tony and the Bubble Bee of the Bubble Bee for first ass race of the year.
Oh shit. Hey, King Nate, Never Scared said that you might be on the list for fake ass race of the year too. So that was King. That was Wayne said.
Yeah, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, man, lock in, man.
Hey, where's King Nate?
King Nate,
you was come on the phone talking shit today. I mean, this can't be damn King Nate. This because King Nate Gilly don't got them talking that phone. Come on with it.
Jay, show the man some respect.
Nah. I'm inside of a business right now. And look, we just come from the track. So what you want to do, Never Scared?
What you mean? When and where?
You know when and you know where.
Okay.
You know when and you know where.
Hey, early on in life, I used to smoke marijuana. So
you want me to put some money on your EBT card?
No. Oh shit. No, you can't do that. The government shut down. You can't do that.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Joe. I don't even know what the EGT card was. I'm just going along with everything we're talking about. Shit.
Oh, you know that EBT card. You live in Detroit, don't know what the EBT card is. Man, you crazy as hell.
I know the ESPN up there, but you know, shit, I don't know. You might not know what you're talking about, shit. Where you going to be at, Nate?
I'm going to be in Darlington on 26.
I'm more than likely going to be in Holly Springs on the 26th.
Holly Springs, what's that?
God damn. You got to be you.
I don't know. I'm not from no damn whatever the Holly Springs is. But I'm saying that Sunday though. That Sunday we can meet that Sunday. We can meet that Sunday. You ain't saying nothing.
We can leave Darlington on Saturday and go down to Macon on Sunday. So that's halfway between Holly Springs.
Now what you got to say, J-Bone? What you got to say, J-Bone?
Halfway between Holly Springs and Darlington is Macon. That's right in the middle.
Wayne, you must not know who we're talking to. We're talking to the whole NGRA right now. So just don't worry about it, Wayne. Tell them how they ass. Tell them stand their ass. You don't give a fuck about no goddamn the two members of the damn NGRA. Have all two of them and make it on Sunday.
All right, Jay, you know I get the word on the street, damn it. Your damn membership is almost equal to mine. You keep talking to me. Your membership is almost equal to mine. You keep it up.
We got
three members right here. Jeff right here too. Shit, we got the Turbo Bumblebee right here. We got the real goddamn. We got the King Bee right here. And those damn mummies, we got the King Bee.
Yeah. So, hey, what about Jay Barnes? He with them Texas boys?
Yeah, we'll fuck them up again too.
Jay Barnes, when you want to do something, Jay Barnes? We got this other car ready.
Which car you got? Where King Nate? King Nate.
The King Bee, the Turbo King Bee, the Turbo Camaro, the yellow one. That fucked up Birdman at World Grudge National.
When you wear it, you wear it this weekend?
Hey, I don't know about that. I'm looking at the car right now. It might not be ready this weekend. I might not be ready this weekend. I'm about to mute the damn mic. You know what? Hey, Jeff, when the car going to be ready, Jeff? When be ready to race? When is that? It'll be there this Saturday. Oh, but it'll be in Rockingham. Okay, he said it'll be in Rockingham Super Chevy Saturday this weekend, though. But the car ready to race, though. He said
to be that's a class race. Tell him he got 205 and have his ass in Macon on goddamn Saturday. Yeah, they can fucking class
205 to race who? Hey, wait a minute, Jeff. He said you got. He said you got 205 that'll fuck you up and make it on Saturday. 205. I think we should go get that money, man. I think we should go get that goddamn money. Fuck that Super Chevy shit. That's one race, $5,000. That's it. Bam, bam. Thank you, man. In and out. Real easy. Oh, no.
What the fuck?
He's thinking about it. We'll let you know.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to go up there in class where you got them all the damn he an honorary member. He ain't a full member. They were two goddamn members. He ain't a full member. He got another two of y'all. And we might not be, but it's
honorary member, huh?
Hey, Jay Bond.
Huh?
Hey, Jay. Hey, yeah. This little Fred. Hey, ain't that King Nate guy? Is that the guy was in Rockingham, look like Tracy McGrady?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, he's sweet.
That's him. Hey, now, I can tell you how you know it. He the dude that Wayne kept telling you, you slow as fuck. Wayne kept telling him how slow he was.
Hey, but look,
Wayne
was saying that. Wayne was saying all that. He was saying all that. But let's just lock in. He was saying all that. He was
man,
saying all that. Take this slow money.
Get the Holly Springs.
Take this slow money.
Get the Holly Springs.
Nah, man, we got to show it. Now we got to show that day. But I'm saying ain't nothing wrong with Sunday.
Yeah, all over your fucking ass, Wayne. Always scared racing. The whole state of Detroit. The whole state of Detroit. See, I told y'all before I was on the phone before. I said in Detroit. And skin and all that shit. When y'all race each other with each other ass, that y'all be good. So y'all step outside, come to the goddamn East Coast, y'all get fucked up. Look at the town got fucked up at World Glove Castle. Look at Chuck got fucked up at World Glove Castle. Look at got fucked up. Poundtown Chuck. What's the name? K9 Fade to Black, whatever his name is. Fade to Blue, whatever, he got fucked up. Who else got fucked up? All y'all motherfuckers, Northerners and Texas motherfuckers, Birdman got fucked up, Jeff got fucked up, I mean, High got fucked up. Y'all just got, I mean, it was a plethora of fucked up in this from the West
Fred,
and the Midwest, all
over
the town, y'all got fucked up.
Yo!
World
Hey, yep.
J-Bron. J-Bron.
Yeah. If I leave Holly Springs, I ain't looking at a map right now. Wouldn't I be going backwards to go to Macon versus coming back home?
Yeah. But listen, it don't make sense for you to sit in one spot. We're going to finish up a race on Saturday night like you're going to finish up a race. We both get done at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we get on the road. Okay, so we got to ride 7 hours to get to Macon. You got to ride 7 hours to get to Macon. Okay, so we even now. Let's ride.
All right, listen up. Whoever got the road noise, please put your goddamn phone on mute. It ain't coming from Jay Bond's show. It's something on this damn show. One of y'all got a goddamn mute. Thank you.
I'm at work, y'all.
Unmuted.
I'm at work. Hey, I will wait in Holly Springs for y'all.
Hey,
Jay Bonds. We'll just find another time to do it because, like I said, it don't make no sense riding 15 hours throughout the night. It's a 15-hour ride, but it make no sense
Wayne,
to ride 15 hours throughout the night. Then you get there, you can't even fucking race.
Wayne, let me ask you one question. Hey,
it's
the
same for
us, man. When you lock in, Wayne, he ain't gonna race for you in just 3 months. Lock in with his ass.
Hey, Nate. He said lock in. Just lock in. Don't matter. Just lock in because it's free money. You ain't going to show? Oh, shit. Hey, yo, that's some punk shit, Davon. That's some straight punk shit, man. That's some bullshit.
Wayne, don't he owe you the last damn punk out money? Wayne. What happened to Wayne? Wayne, don't you see only the last punk out there?
Yo, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate.
Hey,
what Nate and Joe going? No. He
muted.
He's talking to his guy right there.
Hey, what are all my callers there? I know they're on the other show. They ain't talking about nothing. Y'all still
want to
listen to it?
They got Russell Red over there talking about nothing.
Yeah, I heard it, bro. Let's go over there. Hey.
Hey, King Nate.
Nate's on the phone right now.
let me ask you, Paul Clark, I got a question for you. I got a question
for
you,
Paul Clark. Yeah, make like a
huh? Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Paul Clark, you heard the man said, tell Nick to lock his goddamn ass in. It's free money, Wayne. It's free money.
Hey, you try to lock your ass in. For Sunday, hey, make
free money.
No. After the 27th. So we leave Darlington that night. We're going to make it. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wayne, free money. Just remember, Wayne, free money.
Yeah. You down to go to make it on Sunday? Huh? Okay. All right.
It is locked.
Tell them what? Tell them what on what?
105.
Nah, hell no. He's doing damn 105. Too much.
Hey. I got damn promoter. Listen to the damn promoter.
Hey, if I got a guy I've always mentioned, this is going to be worth my trip, y'all, yeah. Lock that big guppy motherfucker in.
Hey, Nate. Hey, come over here. Let me tell you something real quick.
They talk. Hey, they got their, they have a private meeting. They have a damn private meeting.
Oh, Nate having a meeting with his tuner right now. But as soon as you come up, they go.
He'll be firing
that motherfucker right about
now.
Yeah, Wayne. Yes, sir. Yeah, hey,
Wayne. Hey. 105.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, boy. I don't know what happened. I think they cut us off.
Yeah, you're going to the show.
Hello?
Jay?
Hello?
Yo.
What Jay at?
We are your man.
Ass. Oh, Jay Bond's a little ragged ass show. You got to pay your goddamn show bill.
Yes.
hey, Wayne. This grudge me. It's grudging, losing them goddamn members. Y'all can't pay y'all bills no more. What happened? Stop. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, what are you doing? Just fine over here. Just fine.
Okay, all right, man. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I'm
Joe.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
what?
Joe. You been out of Backwoods
Court
yet?
I can't hear you. Say what? Am I out of bankruptcy court yet? Hell no. Not yet, but listen. I ain't cashed all these damn checks from World Grudge National yet. As soon as I cash all these checks, I'll be good.
Hey, dog, your mic on. I heard it unmuted. Got your mic on.
I heard it too, motherfucker. Just listen and shut up.
Come on, boy.
LG,
I said 105. We got 105 on the table. Can we get a take of 105 on the table? Hold on. Is this chemo? Is this chemo? Come on, 105. Is this chemo?
This is double.
Huh? Oh, shit. Jay, you're a dirty motherfucker. You is a dirty motherfucker.
I heard somebody say 105. That's people talking that shit.
You a dirty motherfucker, man. God damn. You're a dirty bitch.
Stop. Is your other member, can we lock y'all ass in 105 and make it? We're gonna pick up the damn thousand. Just give me the thousand. You know, we won't even worry about scheduling the tracker. Just don't get that thousand. Wayne, you You want, man, can I get 200 out of that thousand? Them motherfuckers ain't gonna show
y'all. Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid. Nah.
They ain't gonna show
my other member. My other member is in this fold right now. He's a little busy right now.
Leon, go ahead. You got butt naked on the phone. Butt naked, and he gonna save his damn talking to the Tuesday. He won't tell everybody how bad his ass is. And he did tell me to say this right here. Let me tell her. He said he want everybody to know that the gangster boo is very fast, but it just ain't fast enough. The gangster boo too.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell him to lock in for this weekend then. Get his handicapped ass on the phone. Get that handicapped ass on the phone.
Where that damn nigga at? He keeps sending me all these damn texts talking about how bad he is. This motherfucker sent me his damn texts. He said that, hold on, let me see this. This motherfucker said that he was the only Grudge Inc. member at the House of Hawk. I don't know the hell that was there. But anyway, he made everybody on the stand blank out.
Like, we don't want to hear them goddamn lies,
but nigga,
get his
motherfucking
ass on the
phone.
Lies. That motherfucker ain't saying shit. Goddamn, get him on the motherfucking phone. We finna lock his motherfucking ass in.
Get that bitch on the phone. That was my man. Now I'm just reading the shit out. Butt naked said that.
Well, then, okay, why you read it? Okay, we heard you. Now call his number and get him on the phone.
I'm getting him on right now. But let me tell you what he said. He said everybody over there was looking left and right, trying to see who gonna win. Left, right, they looking left, right. He said, as soon as that right leg, whatever lane he just came on, said my arm was just fainted. Butt naked. Did you not tell me that, butt naked?
See, boy, I don't care who goddamn tell it, dude. You make it sound good, don't you?
Butt naked. You didn't tell me all them damn folk were looking down there, anticipating, trying to see who won. And when your light came on, half of them in the damn bleachers fell out. You didn't tell me that shit.
Yeah, I told you that, but all that other shit, I don't know where the hell you get that from.
I want to goddamn know. So, you ever got
that
butt naked shit?
You want that run again and make another Saturday?
To what, dog?
Do you want that run and make another Saturday, the same run you just had?
Same person.
Yes, buck naked.
Yeah, I ring you. We going. Let me check with my driver. I got to check with him to make sure we're going.
Oh, shit. BT, you said it. There we go.
Man, I told you. I told you about that summer pitch before we got him on the goddamn phone, man. I told you that motherfucker wasn't worth a damn.
Goddamn. Now you got to check with this damn driver. Goddamn. I'm over here defending you, bookmaker, saying you ready to race and you ain't scared of no motherfucker.
I am ready to race, man.
Sure, you
gonna
go on one race.
I got to check on that man. Lay your monk ass down some motherfucking well, man.
You lay your goddamn camera down, motherfucker.
Do
what you do. You lay your goddamn camera down. Do what you do.
All I had to do was film your motherfucking ass. It wouldn't even be no good if all I had to do was film.
You goddamn right. Why you went in? Why you went in the house? You couldn't bond no ride. You couldn't bond no ride to the House of Hook. That's why you went there? Huh?
Yeah. I think somebody showed you went out. But let me ask you this here now. I think they showed somebody went out. Post soccer. You see that?
Don't do it, bud, nigga.
Man, I ain't scared of that goddamn slow-ass car, man. That motherfucker ain't doing that.
I'm just acting like dog. That was dog was telling me. Don't do it, butt nigga.
That's sure what he said. Don't go, butt nigga. They gonna get you fucked up. How many of them gonna bet with you?
You got lucky, bitch.
I didn't get no goddamn lucky. Lucky count too.
I'll give him a making there.
Lucky count too.
I was just on the phone with you this morning. You said you ready to run this weekend.
Let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something. I was going all weekend for my family. I'm trying to enjoy them now, and I got to check with my driver.
I won't talk to
you. I can't hear you. You got nobody down there in Mississippi, boy.
I don't damn know. I thought we had a damn race with them. I thought we had a locked in race with them, NGRA and King Nate. But King Nate talking to his tutor right now, so we can't talk about that.
NGRA Pro Stock ain't got no car.
And Wayne made a call. I want to make sure. Wayne, did you make a call? Were you calling somebody?
Jay.
Yeah.
You tell that motherfucker get them 901 boy down there. I'll make sure we be there. My old woman had to drive the car. Tell him to lock that in. Anybody from 901 camp.
I know they're going to be down there. Tell him to lock them 901 boys in. That's what he do. You know, talking to you now.
That's
a
stupid motherfucker. Everybody got to talk to that stupid, dumb motherfucker, man. Fuck that.
Hey, how stupid, you weak motherfucker. You said they going to be there. Lock them in. You lock in everybody. Lock them down 901 boys in. That's what you do.
Now, you know, I ain't talking to Jay. I'm not talking to get no headache with that dumbass man.
Fuck him.
Why you be trying to discredit me? Why you want to call me all these goddamn names? Why you want to get personal? Talk racing. Don't keep talking that crazy shit to me, boy.
If anybody on here, I'm going to ask you one question. Willie Dawg, did Buck Naked show up and show out? Yes or no?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Now, what is up? I got Wayne on.
Yes.
And last week you had Kimo on, and he said I was one-sided. So, based on your information, did you get any information about how many asses Wayne kicked this weekend?
I heard Wayne kicked 3 asses, but they put him in jail after they found out how big a hole Kimo had in his ass. They put him in jail for that one.
God damn. So, you accused me of being one-sided when you tried to get, I said, lock in on Wednesday, and Wayne went ahead and showed up on Saturday. So, can I not be one-sided now?
Jay, I didn't say you was one-sided with me.
Well, let me. The fact that the man showed up on Saturday, what does that mean?
That means he wanted his ass, so he got that fuck Wednesday. He waited to Saturday when he got his ass.
But I didn't know. Did you hear the shit that Wayne said? He said he raised 3 cars at one time. He raised Kimo, 1 and 5, and Motor City Limafa all in one damn race. I ain't know they had no 4-lane track up there.
Damn, he made one look like. Hey, Jay, not to be funny, though. What happened to your co-host, man? You had a co-host. I ain't mean to run your co-host away.
Yeah, you done fucked him up, dog, because he done dipped on me. his line dropped, dog. He didn't hang it up. It dropped.
You tell the motherfucker, you're a goddamn liar. Ain't no damn line drop.
No, he was tying in. I heard the show say something about thank you for calling. So it was a.
Who showed cut off then?
I thought it was yours, but it was evident it was his. Because he had called through the show. Uh-huh.
So his show just like yours. Y'all don't get no goddamn battle there to fill them bitches up no more. Listen, I'm on there. See, that's the only way y'all get filled up.
But, dog, on my screen, you don't take it one spot. And my fault. You know,
your show was full, but I called to get on your show 15 minutes after, though.
What's up, dog?
Hey, kid, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. And you?
Man, we over here just trying to listen to y'all over week ass show. We just gonna listen in to help Jay Barnes out with his statistics, man.
I appreciate it, dog, you did do one thing for me. My show used to fill up 10 minutes before, and now that you on, it fill up 10 minutes after. So that, I mean, hey, I appreciate it, dog. Here, you gave me.
Hey, if they was already full, they couldn't help me be on. They didn't know I was gonna be on there.
Let me ask you another question.
This weekend,
where you going to be?
I'm going to be right down there in the motherfucking Maker National Dragway, Twiggs County, also known as the Zoo. I'm going to be right down in there. Cold Killer going to get his asshole blowed out. Lil Rick going to smoke a cigar. And Real Tree going to wear a goddamn cowboy hat.
Lock in, dog.
Hey Jay, why everybody on your phone seem to have flip phones or phones that can't get through? All that shit sound like y'all motherfuckers in a barrel of water or some shit.
We all got flip phones, dog. Let me see what we got. We got 708. This might be somebody want to lock your ass in, dog. 708-6369. 708-6369. You might get open.
Yeah, what's up, Jay? What's up, dog? What's up, BET? It's Cadillac, man.
Cadillac jokes.
Ain't nobody but old black ass Cadillac. That motherfucker ain't gonna do but tell some jokes or black. What's up, Cadillac?
What's up, dog? That's you, my cat dog. You the fool. I heard you the other night, dog. You keep it 100. You my mellow for real.
Hey, have you been on Jay Barnes' show for a minute now? Have you been on the show?
Yeah, I've been on the show.
Why Pro Stock Joe dip out on us, man?
Hey, man, his show went out, man. It said, Block Top, man, thank you. Click. He didn't pay that bill. That's what happened with Pro Stock.
Oh.
Yeah, that one happened. His show went out, dog. It did.
His show went out, man.
Okay,
his
Jay, that what it was?
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, Jay ought to call him and get him back on the show then.
You want me to get him on the show, dog?
Yeah, we want to get him on the show. I want to see. Can he talk while I'm on the show, too? I want to see.
Hey, Jay, get him back on the phone, Jay.
Hold on.
Jay, I got to put you in violation now. I got the 29-inch, goddamn it, NOS champ on the line, and Jay didn't play that old bullshit clap music for him.
It ain't too goddamn shit. I didn't know he was on. I didn't know. Let me say it right, 'cause you know you got to say it right. I can't say it the way a dog said, 'cause a dog can say it and hold his nuts in his mouth at the same time. I ain't got that good yet. But everybody, they knew and reigning in Nike's 29 national champ, Real Tree.
How y'all doing?
All right, let me say I didn't get a chance to tell you congratulations on the win for making official what you already are, a champion. But I got to ask you a personal question, and I need to know. I want to ask this early in the show while the show's still full. Now, let me ask you this. Being a grown-ass man walking around with dog lips on your nuts, you don't never get embarrassed?
Hey Jay, let me tell you a secret about that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Ben, you walking around with goddamn it Pro Shock Joe nuts in your mouth, goddamn it, and he a loser. At least I got my nuts on a winner.
That's the difference, right, dog?
You goddamn right. I got some prize winning nuts in my mouth. Jay Barnes got crackhead nuts in his goddamn mouth.
Oh man.
I just wonder, man, you know how when a man go home, you take them lips off his nuts or not. But
Hey, ask Type Man a question.
Type Man, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Ask
hey,
him a
man.
Question, Jay.
Yes, or no, is Wayne the baddest goddamn small block in the Midwest? Yes or no?
Hey, he's doing his thing, Jay. I got to give him props. I would like to see him and Johnny Quick make a clean hit. Both guys make a clean hit.
Hey,
so you said that when he whooped Johnny Quick, Johnny Quick didn't make a clean hit?
Hold up. A win is a win now. That's all I did. I said I want to see a clean hit. I ain't going to take nothing away from the man win, but I would like to see him go down side by side.
So right now,
that's
is
all,
he the
I'm trying to put nothing... I'm trying to put
it
now. He's the baddest small block up there. He's just been doing his thing lately. The baddest small block up there is goddamn LT. What part about that you don't know?
I'm glad now, they done told him that he had somebody to call and tell him that if he want to be the baddest small block, he got to race the king. And I don't know. Wayne, you on the phone?
Hey, what's up, man? Tell Tate, man, that was a clean pass. On the thing, Johnny Quick was behind, and we was in front.
Hey, Jay Bond.
That's your show, dog. That's your damn
show. Hey, Jay. I was just going to tell you, man, won't you move some of the mic, man? We can't hear y'all show because it's be so fucking much noise, man.
That ain't me. You know that?
That's on show.
Then listen
no,
to it.
That's
on
show. I was adding on. I got a question to ask you because I'm finna put your motherfucking ass on the goddamn hell hot seat. But I want everybody to hear. I can't do it with all that background noise. I can hear them more than I can hear you. I'm saying you got fucking kids in the background. You over there sucking dick. Kids over there snoring and shit.
You got me, Fred.
Hey dog, why are you trying to find that door? Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You hear me? You hear me, dog?
Yeah, I
hear
you.
No, that's your damn
thing.
Yes.
We Yeah, it is, cause ain't nobody mic open but mine's and yours and Jay and Wayne.
Now look, dog's mic closed. Do y'all hear anything?
Nope. Nobody but me
that
and Wayne
dog,
and you
that,
now.
That dog regular ass show, man. I told him I'd bring them immature motherfuckers on this show.
I'm nigga, can you hear me?
I hear you, dog. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm trying to settle.
Let me
hold my mouth.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, that's on you.
That noise, man.
Hey, your show, dog.
What the hell is going on there? You can't hear all that damn noise. I done cut all these damn folks' mics off. All these damn good folks' mics up. These good folks up, and they know how to damn. They know how to talk on the damn show.
Thank you, Jay.
Damn right.
The baddest small block.
Hey, what type man? I had 102 60 foot the other night, man. On the good
all
right.
Okay, is it?
All right, listen, y'all.
Jay.
Yeah.
Who's saying they got the baddest small block?
I asked the question with Wayne. I asked Tight Man, was Wayne the baddest small block in the Midwest? And he said no. And he said LT got the baddest. And so after that, Wayne ain't said shit since then. So I figured Wayne must have muted his own mic.
God damn it. I'm right here. I got the baddest motherfucker.
There's Wayne.
Hey, there go Wayne. Hey, just, huh?
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, is you going to be in at Wicks Race on the 25th? We got the baddest small block on with no Willie Bob.
Oh,
come here.
Neon,
go lay down.
You're lying.
Neon, go lay down. Hey, Jay.
Lock it in, Neon. Lock it in, Neon.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to say this. The man wants to run Wayne. Wayne say he showed his ET. He don't want to run him. The man want to run you, Wayne. He's going to be at Wicks Race on the 26th, Wayne.
So, y'all going to be there regardless, right?
We're going to be there on the 26th. We're going to be there on the 26th at Wicks Race, man, with that command. That's the baddest thing. All right.
Hey,
Hey,
y'all
got
all that
damn
noise.
Hey, Jay.
I can't hear you.
Hey, boy, y'all got all that noise, man. Good grief, man.
No, man. We can hear you with all that noise, man.
Y'all, I'm trying to tell you, I muted all my mics. That's your phone.
That's
hey,
no,
why
man.
They find that damn noise? Let me tell you something. Y'all talking about running that race again this weekend?
I got something to tell you. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
You talking about running that race again this weekend with that gangsta boot too? Tell him hell yeah. Tell him get put some points on like me. I came up to hit Ray.
I see that.
Up
no, time. That's what I'm finna get. That's what I was just finna get on J.S. Now, Jay, that's why I wanted you on the hot seat. The man said he want to run again. Now, Buck nigga can come in with all this bullshit again. Talking about some put on. You didn't run in with 28 down there this week. Why the fuck you got to put on 28?
I had on 28. He's a chassis code.
My
29.
Point is, you ran him. Buck nigga, hold on a minute, Buck nigga.
I accommodate
Buck
him.
Buck nigga, hold on a minute.
Tell him to accommodate
Buck
me.
Buck nigga, hold on a minute. Buck nigga, that's why everybody don't give you no credit. Now, you done beat the man with what he had. You done beat him. Now you want him to come to Macon, which he said he coming to get on your ass. Now you talking about, I'll run him if he put on some 28. That's what makes you look bad, Buck nigga. That's what
I
makes
don't
you
give a fuck what make me. Don't now, bitch. Put no money
I
in
know
my
you
don't,
so go ahead on. You right. I even said, though, BG was right, though. BG said it was right. Goddamn, you
well,
got
a
reason, Buck nigga. Then you saw all these. You race stopping skills. You race stopping skills.
I towed that ass out the frame, and he put some tires on, I tear that ass up again. And it wasn't no goddamn mistake on the tree or no mistake on the track. They went down through there side by side, neck to neck, and we pulled away from the motherfucker, put three links on his ass. We don't give a fuck about him. Nick.
What do you need
to put 28 on for him?
But Naked said he got
hey,
a special
hey, show. Hey, just sit back and listen to these motherfuckers so y'all get tired. Cause but Naked is really, that's why I don't nobody give him no credit, man. Now he just said he
let
put three colleagues on the man.
If, I'll
put three
colleagues on the man.
Somebody
else
get
his butt. The only goddamn credit I look for when I take the motherfucking car. I don't look for no credit for racing no goddamn car, motherfucker. You the one told me that to rent it, so he was going to tear my ass up. I didn't give a fuck about
right,
that,
Buck
dude.
Naked. Hey, Buck Naked. Hey, okay, let me tell you something here. Consider anything if I, unless I just say, hey, Buck Naked, how you doing? Don't listen to nothing else or something else to me about it. Unless I just speak to you and say, hi. Yeah, I didn't want to do it. Now you got to win. Now you coming to me like a little bitch, like you done whooped the fucking world, and you're going to tell the man to put on some fucking 28. Man, you a fucking joke, just like BG said.
How the hell am I a motherfucking joke? I ain't got to keep running out my class.
Fucking joke.
Not my class, Dean.
Buck Naked said that he going to have a special show that... He racing big time only. He got a pick list. Get him knock the gangster blue one off, the gangster blue two off, and he going down the rest of his list now. And I think, but next, what do you say you gonna get next? What is you gonna get big section next?
Shit, no, Jake. I went forward to get
but
him.
Buck Naked ain't racing no more small time car. He racing. Six-time car owner. Might kill your ass. Better watch out, too,
out
there. Buck Naked is on the
prize. I don't know why the motherfucker hating on me like that. Goddamn, let me do me.
Let's ask him.
Let that motherfucker
on,
get like
let,
me.
Let, hold on, let's ask. Will it all?
Damn, whoever you just cut off then, that was all the goddamn noise, Jay. Whoever you just cut off then.
No, that's their phone breaking up. I ain't all my lines off, dog. I ain't got nobody on the phone but me, you,
no,
and
no, no, see, as soon as you saw us that, whoever phone just cut off then, all the noise went away.
But, no, I got two people. I got two mics on, three mics on, me, you, and Butt Nick.
Well, that's it. It ain't that now. It's all the noise gone. It's good now.
Twitter dog, why is it that you hating on Butt Naked? Let's go on, so that we can stop this special show from happening tomorrow. Let's
hey,
go
JJ
ahead and Fox, discuss this shit now.
Okay, I'm going to just go and answer it quick so I can stop talking. I'm hating on him because I don't want to see him win no races.
Hey, dog, you know what, dog? Let me tell you like this. Tell that weak bitch get down now. Know what you do. Tell him get down.
You going to run him the way you want? You going to run him the way you
said? I'm going to run that bitch the way he said. But you tell that motherfucker
right, hold on.
No,
okay,
no,
no,
you
no,
tell that
hold
motherfucker.
On.
Now, wait a minute. You tell him when I win, not if. You tell him when I win, he keep the money. I want to piss on that motherfucking carburetor, and then I want you to wipe
hey,
it off.
Hold on, let me get him on the show then if you shut the fuck up sometime.
I don't
hey,
want him on, the
him on the show.
I just told you I'll be down there.
If you shut the fuck up and wait, I'll do it. Shut up and begin.
I don't want him. They want to pull what you don't understand, goddammit. You ain't got to keep all that
okay,
goddamn
you want me to get him on the show
I'll
so
see
you want
to get
him back or not?
I'll
lock him in or not,
what I just tell you? What I just tell you?
Don't tell me shit.
If he down, now, get there, we're going to run that motherfucker. Just what I see.
A man ain't going to show up.
Let me tell you something, BT. I ain't got a bomb no ride to show up. I'll be there.
The tight man still on the line.
Wait a minute, hold on, Jay. What you say you gonna do to me, boy?
Fuck you.
You said you did the same shit the other week. What you said? Say it again. I saw you mute that mic. I heard what he said. He said he gonna fillet my motherfucking ass. I heard him. He did that same shit the other week. That the last time. Now I'm telling y'all. That the last time.
Listen, man. Can y'all let me talk to okay, thank you. I want to talk to Tight Man. Tight Man.
Jay, why you keep muting and unmuting my phone, Jay? Why you keep muting my fucking phone, Jay?
Call these damn grown ass folk arguing with each other, and I'm trying to damn talk about some racism.
Jay, you ain't got to punish me by muting my fucking mic, man. I know how to be quiet on the thing. If they arguing, you have to tell both of them to shut the fuck up.
I want them to leave all this personal shit alone. Tight Man, I want you to know that Wayne is on the line, and I want you to know that Wayne said that he is the baddest small block in the Midwest, and his mic is open.
Show that motherfucker.
Hey, I say we got the baddest motherfucking small block in the Midwest. And what Wayne saying?
Wayne said you got to raise somebody to prove that shit.
Wayne just talking. Wayne just started racing 14 days ago, Jay.
Oh, hey, I race Woody Dog and Lena. Yeah, I race Trigger Man at 131.
And you had like every time we done ever brought that car, we ain't tried to ask every motherfucker that sit like that motherfucker to go. You find everybody on the phone that said every time that yellow car gets to the track, we ain't got to do something.
I asked you what you done. You ain't done nothing.
Well, you just hold on, because I promise you, you can get it. Well, you say we ain't done that. What's the chip on the lock in with you? You got every excuse. Why you ain't coming to a good drink of bitch? I ain't gonna say what I want to say, because that'll sound like a race, but I ain't gonna say
I ain't got no excuse.
Wayne
ain't
with all that noise.
Yeah, that's Wayne over that motherfucking Chevrolet trash. White trash, Chevrolet trash.
That's all right, but I want that trash. I got one more Motor City North for you to knock off, goddammit.
Come and get the motherfucking king and quit bullshitting. Come and get our
that motherfucker ain't the motherfucking king.
I want to know, do you want to run Chris Jones Saturday? I get him on the phone if you want to lock it in.
Hey, no,
that man ain't on the phone.
Else is dead.
Okay. Yeah.
Chris, get off that speakerphone, man, so we can hear you good. Get off that speakerphone.
Give me 1 second.
Damn. And Buck Naked, I got 500 Buck Naked on Budge.
Buck Naked said put 3 minutes coming to him to do his head.
I bet him don't even show up.
I had respect for him until I just heard that. The race was too goddamn close for anybody to call. Tell him to do it again. He said he had 20s on, he got a bigger motor. Tell him to put the same motor I got and keep his 20s, I put on 20. See how you like that shit.
I ring their phones, all went mute all of a sudden.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay.
Jay Barnes, are you still on the show, Jay?
How in the hell he going to tell me what side motor I got? Did you buy that motherfucker, Chris? How you know what
I'm
I got?
Just, you telling me to come down to you? We said we were testing. We had a race.
Hey,
you want to fuck the race?
Ain't you got a chance to come? Ain't you got a chance to come? Ain't got a chance to come?
It don't matter if I race a fucking tricycle. We race for money. You won. What the fuck?
Come on down. It ain't that person with you, Chris. It ain't that person with you.
You ain't got to tell nobody else. I will be at Macon at 10:30 Saturday morning. You got all
I'll be
there too. Fucking mind.
I'll be there too. It ain't that personal with you. It's just that son that keep talking about what he going to do to me. Last week he said he was going to cut me. This week he said he going to slice me up again. We're going to see about this shit, Sad. I promise you.
Well, I'm going to
talk about no fight down. Now.
Nah, there ain't going to be no
fight.
There going to be some slow fights, some slow signals of power breaking. Because the last time that bitch threatened me. It ain't nothing with you, Chris. It ain't nothing in person. You a good dude. That's the last time he threatened me. I promise.
Damn, but nothing. Chill out, man. Go over there and race.
Man, you motherfucking
unit.
Chill out. That bitch talking about cutting me.
He,
I got fucking kids.
Got
I want that bitch to cut me. I want that bitch to motherfucking cut me. He done said that shit two times, too many. That's what he done did.
But nigga. Nigga, calm down, man. Calm down. You the champ right now. You're
trying
to
turn you off the
game,
man. Right, man, let me tell y'all something. It's a different thing when we're talking about racing. That motherfucker done threatened me twice, man. Y'all hear that motherfucker? Y'all ain't deaf.
Man, BT ain't going to cut you, man. He just talking shit to get you to the fucking racetrack.
Let me tell you something. I don't have a motherfucker kick these doors in. We had a shootout in this house. We done got robbed in this yard twice. That bitch ain't finna keep telling me what he going to do to me. I take that shit personally.
Hey, go kiss that motherfucker that robbing you then. he might be the one. Come on, man. Hey,
real talk. We got a show coming up this weekend, man. And you and BDT, y'all there, I've had it. But right now, this our show coming up. And
I promise, I love my kid. I'm going to be in Macon. Hey, but we don't want to hear all that violence at no racetrack, man. That's what he fucking trying to tell you, man. Won't you cut that bullshit out?
I'm going to be in Macon.
Hey,
I'm going to be there.
Hold up, nigga. I got a petition locked in right now on the phone, and they were looking for white slut. I meant white trans, whatever that brown name. Jay Bond, you got Wayne on the phone?
You know damn well Jay Bond somewhere scratching his ass or eating peanuts or sucking a dick.
But nigga ain't came back yet.
Fuck nigga on the phone?
Me and T, don't say nothing to nigga, man. Okay,
no. You gonna say something to him? Y'all ain't talking about no... I didn't hear him say it. Maybe I didn't hear it on the phone. But Buck Naked said, you threatening him. You threatening him, BT?
I ain't threatening Buck Naked.
Okay, Buck Naked, where you at, Buck Naked?
He keep telling me.
I'm broke. I got a bomb rise and all that. If you keep on fucking with me, then, yeah, I might just threaten your motherfucker, man. You don't know what the fuck I got, how high I do my shit. Come on,
we ain't come on this
BD.
Goddamn show. I fight, man. If y'all want to fight,
no,
y'all
want
to
fight. I don't want to fight. I want to blow his asshole out, but he won't never get in the ring. He always coming some bullshit. I'm talking to the mic, dog. All right.
That man go always coming some bullshit, dog. Just ran him, man, but all of a sudden now he got put on 28.
Well, you talking about you said you was going to cut him. How that the fuck that come up?
That motherfucker called me a faggot. He called me a faggot the other night.
I told him, why you gonna cut him because you a faggot?
I ain't no faggot. I'll be the first one to fuck.
BT, he done questioned your motherfucking manhood. Now you say you gonna fillet.
Motherfucker, right, you man.
Hey, that chemo talking that shit, man.
Yeah, that chemo. That chemo there.
They let me in the show, man. J-Bone wouldn't let me in. I was on Wayne Becker. Goddamn, J-Bone. He ain't gonna let me in.
What happened on that race now? Because I was talking to a dude today, and I said, I don't see no way in the world Wayne should have beat you. Did something happen to your car, son? Chemo.
Here, mute the chemo mic.
No, Tight Man dropped. He was on Tight Man's phone. Tight Man's phone dropped.
Oh.
Looked it on Tight Man's phone. Tight Man's phone dropped.
Huh.
Oh, hey, oh, chemo was on Tight Man's phone.
The Willie dog making motherfucking excuses for chemo. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, can you get back on? You fell off the show, man.
Hey, Wayne, now. So you gonna run it back, Wayne?
I think Jeff Owens is gonna go home.
I'm fucking up these Motor City Mafia motherfuckers one at a time.
You gonna raid Latona this weekend?
I ain't decided if I'm coming down there.
You want him to meet you at Hot Spring?
Yes, sir.
Right, we gonna try to work on that then.
Hey, BET, what the hell happened to Big Ball Fight that wanted to run Never Scared?
Never Scared.
Big Ball Fight is ready to run right now. Just text me, said lock down one of them bitches in. He ready to race right now.
He's scared. Never Scared was drinking when he said that shit. He was drunk.
I don't drink no more, BET.
You don't talk crazy no more either. You ain't talking crazy no more either. I can't make that happen. All you gotta do is say the number.
You get chemo to Holly Springs, goddammit. I'm not that shit either. Get everybody there.
Oh, we was off chemo. We were talking about Bad and Small Block.
Hey, was the day a holiday or some shit?
Yeah.
Ain't no banking, no banking business.
Hey, Jay Vaughn them drop.
That Jay Vaughn. Where you been, Jay? Yeah, where you been, Jay?
Some white people called me. I had to talk to them.
Oh, hey, get Tack Man back on the phone, Jay. Get Tack Man back. His phone's off.
Jay, let me ask you a question, Jay.
Yeah.
Grudging ain't getting no hate mail, Hattie, because of me, Hattie.
Yeah, BET.
BET, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's you?
Yeah.
I'm back home.
Okay. But, Nick, in our attempt to do good things and make good things, everybody, all the shit that we trying to put in place seem to be working. Why in the hell do you want to go down a road that we don't want to go down and cause all this damn trouble?
You asking me that question?
No,
you must hear what that motherfucker said. You must hear what he said, Jay. I don't give a fuck about nobody on this phone when a motherfucker threatening me. You hear me? I want you to get that understood. This man don't threaten me 2 weeks straight, Jay. I ain't gonna keep taking that shit. I'm not Big Clock.
Hey, y'all hold on 1 minute.
Yeah, take me in the private room.
We'll put you in the private room. Hold on. BET.
Yeah.
Don't bring him in there with me. Don't bring him in there with me. Let his ass stay out there.
All right. BG.
Yeah, that's four.
Now, you know,
man,
that we are, that we trying to damn bring a new day to grudge racing. And, BD, don't agitate shit when it's working. Do you not agree that everything is working good?
Yeah, that ain't what I ain't even on that part, G. I asked you a question. Can you ask me? I asked you, was you getting any hate mail to grudging because of me?
y'all be quiet. Y'all
have to
be
call
quiet. Goddamn
man, to get in.
Y'all better be careful. That damn Donye coming on here, y'all. There's gonna be some trouble. I hope Tetri done got on. Y'all, hang up the phone. I don't want real Tetri on here when Donye come on.
Oh shit.
I don't want no shit to break out.
Jay.
Huh?
We said Ole Miss mic up too.
Ooh shit.
Donye
looking
for
Witt? Or Witt looking for Donye?
Which one is it?
Donye is calling from a different number then because his number ain't on the board.
Give me
your Donye.
Hey,
Donye, just call my goddamn phone, man. Shit.
He ain't on. Somebody got to tell him what number you on.
I don't know what number you on, goddamn. Just tell him to call my phone. I can get him right on. He ain't got to be.
If he hit the one button,
open the mic.
Hold on, Jay.
Shit.
All right. He on Leon's line.
hey, before y'all say something, hey, J-Bot.
Yeah.
I'm the governor. Don't ever close my mic. We've been on trying to get back on, man. Jay has some lock in, dude.
I'm fucking with that man.
He got some breaking news who he want to lock in with if they still on the phone. Donye, go ahead and tell him what you want to tell him.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? Now he played his gay-ass clapping. Go ahead, Donye.
That's better than goddamn funeral home music, though. You don't like any funeral home music.
I got that. That damn Donye. Go ahead, Donye. I'll make all the other motherfuckers.
Hey,
let me know when you want to talk,
Donye. We trying to lock in, man. The man that owned Candy Crusher. I guess that was an old gangster boo too. He was just on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
There you
go.
Looking for me.
There you go.
Oh shit.
And, it's gonna be trouble. It's some trouble.
Donye.
Where will the dog? Where will the dog at?
Donye, what you want to do? We want to lock in. 5-on-2 or better. When? Saturday? For Saturday, yeah. Yeah, what's the dude's name? What's your boy's name? What's his name? Butt Naked.
Triple
if you don't want to run.
Triple
if Butt Naked don't want to run, we'll get right on you. What got to do with it? What Butt Naked got to do with it? Listen. We told Butt Naked we'll run him. We want our rematch. But so if Butt Naked don't want to run, we'll run you. You ain't nobody.
Y'all might want to start running.
Y'all got a time or that's going to be all nighter. Nah, it ain't going to be all night run.
Y'all might want to lock in because Butt Naked ain't going to do shit.
Hold on. Let me call the driver. Hold on.
That nigga said he ain't doing shit. He gonna watch that race between you and Donye. But that man said Donye ain't shit. God damn, don't swing on him, Donye.
I ain't nothing. Damn so late.
Yeah, we're going to do that, Ray. He ain't got a car. We're going to do that goddamn Ray. I got to get somebody to bring my car home. I'm going to jail.
Hey, Butt Naked, you got to stand down for a minute, man. You got to stand down for a minute.
Nobody said on that goddamn phone, I'm going to Ray and Chris back.
Hey,
and I'm going to whoop that motherfucker ass.
Now, you been muting phones all night long, man. That's how I'm sure he's sitting up there goddamn. Come on, nigga.
I'm going to Ray.
Hey, I keep every time I mute this motherfucker's mic, he opened his own damn mic. He opened his own damn mic up. The motherfucker looking at the board. Butt Naked, go on talking. Be quiet for a damn minute.
What he had to do? Call his driver?
Never Kid on the table. I just want you to know that stuff is still on the table.
Well, guess what? Instead of letting BET and Butt Naked go at it, we should have been trying to seal the deal, goddammit.
And Sunday, what happened?
I said instead of listening to Butt Naked and BET, we should have been trying to seal the deal.
I know, but let me put you in the private room. Hold on, I'll put you in the private room. Hold on. All right, tight man. I'll take Butt Naked 2-1.
I say Butt Naked ain't going to do nothing, man. We talk about racing, man, Jay. We ain't got 30 more days to promote. Let's go and try to close the deal, seal the deal. Stop bullshitting. Talking about Butt Naked.
We got two offers on the table, man. We waiting on somebody to take them.
Hey, dog, you made that phone call for him yet?
Is my mic over?
Yeah,
your mic over.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. His butt naked for real. Is he going to do it? If he's not, we want to fuck your boy, Danye. Nobody don't call us out.
Hey, Danye on the phone.
Yeah, butt naked ain't going to do nothing, man. Yeah.
And sure, there's a lot of motherfuckers talking for me. Chris, I'll be there. We're going to get down, Chris.
Get butt naked.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Y'all trying to get a man. Where you going to race or y'all trying to get a man goddamn money called a lock-in that he's going to go, man?
Man going to get his money. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Danye trying to lock in. Go ahead, Danye.
Yeah. What we locking in? 5-2 or better?
He said he wanted to do it butt naked, but I say I want to do you.
Well, lock in.
Look, you can get butt naked about eight, but you can get me about ten.
Y'all
can't
race more than one time?
Yeah, we're going to race more than time. That's what I'm saying. We'll lose draw. We're butt naked. We're still going to try you.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's lock in.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to lock in both races. Then I lose fuck out, man. Get the car break.
You got a brake clause?
We put a brake clause in that, man. If I break, I don't pay no lockup. You break, you don't pay no lockup. You can't run no more for the night.
Right, but, I mean, we both be up there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God! So you really don't? So you really want to see your shakedown first?
You can't depend on it. No. We don't want to see your shakedown. We come scrub too.
Yes.
We want to.
No, we don't
do that. We can lock that in.
Come on. We lock that in. 5-2 or better. We gonna come right out of church. Come on. I'm gonna call your motherfucking bluff. I want to see a bad y'all. Come on, guys.
Like
I know y'all ran the track Friday night. Come on. I'm going to lock in, man.
What we got to rent track Friday for?
I'm going to lock in, man. Ain't nothing else to be said.
We ain't
going to
rent track Friday.
I'm going to lock in, man, right off the trailer. Goddamn, that sounds like you really ain't trying to go, man.
Good morning, Pete. Boom, boom, boom. I'm in the private room, man. I was in the private room. I came back. I hear a backup bell. What happened?
Oh, God. Yeah, now we're going to get back to some real racing now.
They offered Danye straight off the trailer, and he accepted.
And they bagged up.
And the two-step, that wasn't no boom, boom, boom. That was just a two-step.
Hold on. You saying bad news travel fan got called out. I just want to replay it.
Yeah.
And Chris said, don't nobody call him out. So he said,
right.
Danye, what you going to do? Danye said 1-5. And then Chris said, off the trailer. And Danye said, lock. And then what else?
Well, you done good, except it was 5-2. And Danye said, I'm going to call you bluff. Fuck it. I'm going to call you bluff. Take out them fade to black. Tuck, this my hero.
Tuck,
motherfucker, my hero.
But what did Bad News Travel Fast say, man?
Hold on. Why is this here? That's what he said.
You unmute the mic.
If you got four or five motherfuckers talking at one time, why you need a nose?
I think, dog, same way he was trying to block BET, same way he's trying to block Butt Nick, now he's trying to block Chris. Same goddamn
Jay, you just told BET don't do something, then you gonna call Dog and Pro-Stop Cubs, don't do that, man. Whatever you do, don't do that.
Hey, my man Willie Dog wouldn't do no stuff like that, man.
You heard the man mute the man mic. So I don't know much about Chris, but I heard some great things. And matter of fact, I'll tell you what I heard. They said that Chris, when he at Jackson, South Carolina, House of Hook, he be walking around there telling everybody they better not damn move because he's the baddest man on the damn premise. And so I know, and you heard what the man said, don't nobody call out. Don't nobody call him out. So don't.
But Fade to Black.
But who?
Huh?
But Fade to Black.
No, man. The man, you heard the man type, man. Don't nobody call him out, man. And then.
Dog.
And then.
Why do Jay? Dog.
You.
Hey, Donnie accepted that offer, right?
What offer?
The straight out of the trailer offer.
Come on, against Chris Jones, you come on?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And what happened to the phone?
I don't know. I don't hear nobody. You know, I don't even know what I'm on half of the time. We be talking, nobody said that, so I don't be knowing how we own.
Right. Well, I didn't want to call your name to let you know that that mic was on. That your mic was on.
My mic was on when I did what?
No, you ain't do nothing. I'm just saying because the phone went quiet. I ain't want you to think your mic was cold.
Oh, Chris Jones just keep texting me, say get him on. But the show finna go off now. He want to get back on, type man.
Tell him to call me.
I can call you back, dog. We get him on now.
The damn show finna go off in about 2 minutes.
Not mine.
The show finna go off in about 2 minutes.
Not mine.
So y'all show go off quick.
Not mine. You ready? I paid extra tonight because I knew Chris was going to try to get on after 10, so I told him I need to stay on a little longer.
In that case, my shit going to cut off. My shit going to cut off at 10, I know. I've been on 4 fucking hours.
No, we can call you back. I'm just saying, Bud G stay on, man. So all I'm saying is, what BET when that weekend show he got? Tell him to crank that motherfucker up.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Look, there you go. That went dog, y'all.
Yeah, man. Chris was on his line.
Hey, Jay.
But we can still get it.
Oh, goddamn, man. We trying to go,
man.
Man,
yeah, you trying to go, Donnie.
Donnie, come on out the trailer. I said, Donnie, come on out the trailer. Where that man at?
That man muted his own mic, man. That man muted his own mic, man.
Hey, Donnie, let me crank the motherfucking tie. Let me crank them tires, Dunja.
No.
What you want to do,
VT?
That was Butt Naked.
No.
That was Butt Naked.
Yeah, he.
What
did
you say you
want to
do?
Hold on. Now, we're going to get Chris back on.
All these cars on 28 and Butt Naked don't fuck with Dunja. Talking about cracking the goddamn tie. But
no,
go lay your motherfucking ass down, man.
Hold on, let me see what the big drag want. I'm going on the last one, big drag.
Did he say let him crank them tires? Tight, he didn't crank them.
Tight man, what's happening, tight man?
Who that? What's going on, baby? Who that?
It's Stunner.
Who, Stunner? Stunner?
Yeah.
Stop all that goddamn laughing, man. You weren't laughing when your goddamn show was coming up, man. Stop all that goddamn laughing, man. He's been trying to go on this phone, man. Now, you ain't answering all call-outs.
I'm trying to see. I told my niggas go. They need to let them 29 inside cars handle it out. You need to jump on cars because they in the class.
You know, nigga fuck around and lock down raising. We don't see him hitting deals and shit. Deer hunt season in. Shit.
I forgot about that. Now it's your live.
Oh, yeah, hunting the gun weekend.
What I don't understand, they're so quick to jump on naked with that other car. Now, but naked tried something and went outside the class when he ran the man. But still,
DJ, stop playing, man. That man got a good car, man. 29, 28, that's only a motherfucking inch difference. Y'all go late on now. Not tonight. Not ain't the time.
What are you talking about?
Not.
Hey, man.
No, you got
hey, man.
Could you text me Chris Jones' number?
I was.
Yeah, I'm finna do that right now. I'm finna do that right now, Ty.
Hey, don't say the bye.
Oh, hey, no. I'm trying to get this raise locked in, and motherfuckers talking about an inch. Go lay y'all ass down with that inch now. Butt nigga pulled off from that goddamn man and then don't want to go back. Butt nigga, matter of fact.
No, butt nigga was not trying to go back.
Okay, y'all hold up, because I know a man really trying to go, and he's traveling a long way, and he need a race. But nigga coming up the road.
Get Chris Jones on, man. Hey, hey Chris Jones. Get
hey,
bad
hey,
news,
I'm finna call him now.
Okay, call him, Doc.
Man, I'll send it to you, type man.
Okay.
Let me know if you got it.
Hey, I ain't got it.
Hey, type man, put the duct tape on his mic where he won't fall off.
I got it, dog. It just came in.
Okay.
All right. They sitting up that bullshit.
What are you trying to, you going to run down yet?
Yeah.
Ought to be a goddamn good one.
Well, somebody.
Right?
Hey.
I know y'all.
Go ahead, dog.
Hey, sadly, somebody's going to have some bloody asshole because Chris Jones ain't scared to run no motherfucking money.
Well, I don't need two motherfuckers. I don't need giggling to giggle, and I don't need scared to be scared. Go ahead, bad news. Donye, I got him on the phone.
Yeah. What we going to do?
What do you want?
Huh?
What do you want to do?
We trying to lock in, man.
He wasn't on the phone, Dunye. That wasn't Chris talking. That was somebody else. Chris, Dunye trying to lock you in 5 on 2,000 or better. I'm out the way. Y'all go ahead from there.
I reached up my
dick. That is. That's what he just told me, 5 on 2 or better. Yeah, that's
what I reached up. Huh?
Is
it head up? Pro 3?
Yeah. 8 miles.
I wouldn't.
That's all we got there.
What
you got?
What time?
9 o'clock.
How much you want to lock in?
5 on 2 or better.
All right. It's locked.
We locked?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to hand the money over when we come through the gate. Okay. Jay Barnes good?
Don't know.
We got a break clause?
Huh?
Is it break clause? If you break, you don't pay or what?
Well, I'm like dog on that. Somebody got to lose something, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's a good deal. I like it. I love it.
Okay.
See what happens.
5 on 2 or better. It's locked.
It's 5 on 2 or better. And when you come through the gate, we'll pick up the 500 from both people.
Right. Yeah. They say you the DP man. From what they just said, Yeah, they say you the DP man.
I'm all right with that. In the staging lane by
9 o'clock.
9 or race by 9?
Right. They can do it before that if both of them agree.
Anytime before that.
Yeah.
They both, they can agree to run any time as long as it's at 9 o'clock or before.
And as long as both men, if a man is not in the staging lane at 9 o'clock, the other man get the money. No question of that.
Nine on one. If he nine on one. No, in the stadium, ready to race, not just sitting there. They got to be ready to race at 9 o'clock.
All right, ready to race. It's done.
Ready to race at 9 o'clock. Whoever the one is not there at 9 o'clock, ready to race, they lose at 9 on 1. They lose the punk out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Let me tell y'all something else now.
For when we know gray area. Because, like I said, if we got to make a judge for call, you're going to have all the fucking judges in the world and all the guys that speak fun. If the track fucked up at 9 o'clock, you still got to have your ass in the lanes ready to go as soon as the track gets
cleaned.
As soon as the track gets cleaned up. If they have an accident or something before that,
we got something. Yeah. I'm covering all this rules so we don't have this bullshit. Like Tyke said, everybody has a good impasse. Let's make sure we understand these lock-ins. What I'm trying to say is just because the track might be, say the track get all out at 8:55, and then you say, oh, shit, the track, they ain't going to be ready, and you still stay at your trailer. You got to still come to the dance. Whatever you do at your trailer, you better do that shit in the lane. Because the 9-1, whoever ain't there, going to lose money.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yes, sir.
Who's Diane needs to talk to? The damn monkey or the organ grinder?
He talked to the motherfucking organ grinder.
You see how simple that shit that was? Bad news ago, man.
Bad news is not changing words, man.
J-Bond.
Yes, sir.
Put it on cruise control. I got it. But, nigga, bring your ass out the bushes.
On a serious note now, y'all need to get Buck Naked and BET together here. We can't have that bullshit now.
Well, get what? Now, I'm going to take care of that off the air.
Okay, as long as you get it, yeah.
I'm going to take care of that off the air, cause
It wasn't taken care of off the air when you said that shit.
Hold on, dog. Come on, nigga. We all together, man. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this right here.
The other week, a motherfucker shot somebody old lady bird. He got choked the fuck out. He didn't even get threatened. Now, what you think I feel?
Okay, well, nigga, hold up. Just work with me. BET.
Yeah.
Will you please apologize, because that's a threat and these shows recorded. Please apologize if you said that. I didn't hear you, but would you be a man and apologize? That's what men do. So we can, you know, have a good show and just go ahead on, man. Please, sir, for me.
Yeah, I apologize. If I offended you butt naked, I apologize.
Okay.
Right,
naked, do you accept this apology?
Don't say it no more. Yeah, I accept it.
All right. We done with
it. Thank you, nigga. Damn, thank you, nigga. Goddamn, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, look at
that.
Hey, time
out. I don't need no more comments on that. But then the rest of
it. I got one more time for all that shit, man.
Let's hear that.
Hey, Tight Man.
Yeah.
I got one more thing I think is a problem. Did nobody send them about it now?
What's that, dog?
Hey, dog, what you told me the other day, I ain't the DP man.
I'm not the DP man, and you not the DP man. I'm on mute. Okay.
Hey, dog, let me just say this, man. Let me say this to you for you. I know what you're finna say. But same thing they could do, I could do better.
Hey, I know Type Man told me if we let the organ grounders do it, we on mute. All we do is take down what y'all said.
I'm sitting back.
Yeah.
Hey, BET, them 901 bad boys sliding through that this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be there.
I thought y'all got Big Low locked in, right?
Right.
Okay.
And T5.
Okay.
And I want to know, can I get the winner between now and Big Low? Can I get the winner?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility, Ty. It's a possibility. It ain't locked, but it's a possibility.
Oh, okay. But Nicky want the winner between 901 and Big Low.
Who want the winner?
Mm.
But Nicky want the winner.
Nah, but we scared of you, but Nick, we're ducking you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we ducking you.
Okay, but, I got you.
Butt naked, okay, no problem.
But butt naked, I ain't ducking you, goddammit. Get your ass to the line.
Oh, shit.
We can do this at 7 o'clock.
Who would that? I told Butt Naked he come to Holly Springs. It's time for Butt Naked to come to Holly Springs, man.
That Donye?
Yeah.
Let me crack them goddamn tires. You got it.
You can crack them. You can crack them. Soon as the light turns green, you better get away from them.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but nigga, I thought you was going to come to Holly Springs, man, for my fans, man.
I think me and Mark talked about that. I think we might come over there. We're trying to see.
Yeah,
Mark talked about that the other day.
I think you owe my fans that much, man. If I had any kind of trust that you would run me in Holly Springs, if I ran you in Macon, I would run you in Macon. I just don't trust you. I don't trust you.
I tell you what. I'm gonna give you some trust. Run me with all three of them bitches and making their weekend and got them out of Canola Spring. How about that?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll run you with all three of them in Holly Springs.
No. Run me with all three of them in Macon.
I ain't
going to
have all of them in Macon. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You're going to have two of them there anyway. Ain't going to take much to bring them. And then I come on over there to Holly Springs and run one.
No. What am I?
Smart, Wick. Smart.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Now you know when you and Lowe get through dancing, man, you got a date, right?
Yeah, I know, Daniel. I already know.
How the hell you gonna dance around me?
Hey, let me say this right here. If y'all been to the track when Wick them have all three of them goddamn cars that man, that is a lot of motherfucking work that man and them guys have to pull off. That's a lot on them folks, man. So when that man say he ain't gonna bring all three of them, for one, I tell you what, look at what you spend to get one there.
You get one, you're right,
to get three of them motherfuckers there, man.
You're so right, man.
So that's a lot of work. We had two motherfucking cars at the track this weekend. One wasn't working right, and that shit, man, that ain't no fun.
Now throw another one in there, and I ain't making no excuses for him because he done pulled three a lot of places. But you know, man, you got to respect that the man will go, and that motherfucker lock in all three cars. So, and being honest. He got one locked in for his face. He really can't bring that car if he wanted to bring the car.
Well, hell, remember with the two you gonna bring then. Fuck the third one.
That butt nigga is a bad man. That butt nigga is a bad man.
So you're taking that Regal, right?
Oh.
Hey, somebody jumped in front of me and asked Donye about that goddamn Regal. I'm talking to
you. Yeah, me. I used to bring that Regal. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to make sure, but I bring some. It's Chris.
That Chris. That sounds like Chris.
Right? Oh, that's Combrain.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Combrain. That's Kyle we locked in with. Kyle you locked in with.
I didn't want to make sure, Carl. I don't want no slick shit. Now. Do I bring motor car, too?
Oh, no, we don't know slick shit, man.
Okay. No. We got a race locked in 5 on 2 or better. Head up 4-3. 8 or 9. in race ready at 9 o'clock. That's all the steps. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, Creepy, you still going to do it, eh?
Huh?
I mean, you still going to do it too, eh?
I'll be there, butt naked.
Okay, I got you. That's all I need. That's all I need to know right there. We're good.
Hey,
Chris.
Bonds.
Chris. Do you have any respect for butt naked?
I got respect for everybody. But when it comes to racing, when them lights line up, well, I'm waiting on that W.
Okay. All right.
I treat a man like a man. You talk to me, you talk shit to me, I talk shit to you. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Tank Man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, dog.
Okay, can Jay Barnes hear me? He act like he can't hear me, a peanut eating duck dick sucking motherfucker.
Hey, dog, I got on Jay about calling folks on your brother. Y'all got to get along, too, for a minute till y'all start laughing. Jay, y'all call you. Yeah, I know. You know I know. I'm just bullshit.
Hey, motherfucker, Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, dog.
Okay, well, you fuck it up, man. You fuck it up, and I'm going to tell everybody, man, you ain't had no preparation days at the fucking track in goddamn 2 fucking months, man. Motherfuckers walk around there with goddamn cardboard box sticking at their ass, all it takes. What a fucking preparation days, man.
No, that's the whole point. I've been trying to save up all the shipment for this damn weekend. Boy, we got a damn trailer load sitting out there.
Hey, dog, let me take over. Ask me that question. I'm going to tell you what's really going on.
What about the preparation day time?
Hey, man, the government shut down, man, and supplies been fucked up. See, Jay, you ain't smart. Jay, you ain't smart.
That's why I got a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's why I got a lawyer.
Yeah. Dog, we've been backed up, but we spoke with Obama, I think that was like 9:30 this morning, and, you know, we got the green light. We got the green light.
Y'all fuck around there and let Buck Naked got in the goddamn pharmacy and swallowed all them fucking Viagras. He walking around there with a goddamn dick big as his big motherfucking
hey.
Head. Now he a gorilla.
Hey, dog, what happened? He was at the House of Hook last weekend, and he took some of the Viagra, and that little thing got hard and knocked that roll of mud out of his goddamn pocket.
Oh, I was going to tell you, hey, Buck Naked, I told everybody, Buck Naked lost all his goddamn money. So I damn near, when I heard it, I damn near got in my car to go back out there and look for it, man.
Hey.
Goddamn sure did, boy. How long? All that goddamn
money. I'm mad at your motherfucking ass because you didn't go back out there and look for it.
But see, Buck Naked fucked me up because he said they probably didn't already done picked it up. But you know what? Motherfuckers weren't probably looking around for no money. They were trying to get the hell out of there that late. That
man, it was 2 o'clock, 2 something in the goddamn morning, man. Go look for that. But, dog, I'm gonna put a stop by your name because you wasn't smart. Dog was not smart. When he had the heads up on a roll of money being off, Shake.
Okay. Buck Naked might. Now, you know Buck Naked kind of henpecked. He might have said that he went and bought some pussy somewhere, and his old lady wouldn't know where that money went.
He ain't smart enough to do that shit, that dog. hey, is anybody else on this line looking to go? That bad news and Dunya, they trying to go? We already locked in. DJ Grant, never mind.
DJ Grant lock in and raise anybody. Hey, Jay, where the fag street at down there in Macon somewhere? I'm going down on the fag street in Macon and suck me a fag dick.
Good God. Hey, yeah, I'm pushing, I ain't gonna call him Stunner, DJ. Grant, they say he ain't got nothing but a couple of more weeks, but I know who his engine build is. He might be ready January 2nd.
I'm going back to Alabama to the fag street and find me a faggot and do the same thing.
Oh, he might be right about January 2nd.
If he ready January 2nd, the first ain't gonna never get in there.
Jay Bond.
Yeah, go ahead, smile.
Sack man, but did you notice now? Did you notice now? Buck Naked got his dick hard, and goddamn DJ Grant goddamn opened his mouth.
Took a mouthful of that.
Hey, Buck Naked.
Yeah.
Hey, go on Grudge Racer. They got a goddamn pretty picture on you out there. I hate to say it, fucking my boy up. They got a picture on Grudge Racer where you fucking my boy up there.
Well, get what, dog.
Hey, I want to have another picture with me fucking 901 up. I want them motherfuckers to all slop.
Hey, dog.
You.
Now, Buck Nigga won, right?
Yeah.
But, Evidently, he ain't shot bad news in the mouth, right, because he wanted to go back the very next motherfucking weekend.
See, now, what Buck Naked told me was, hey, when we was talking like me, and now he talking like a little girl now, what Buck Naked told me was, say he fucked him with a little bit of the dick, he didn't put that much in him, so it wouldn't hurt so bad. That's why he come back a little quicker. I mean, that's what Buck Naked told me now.
Hey, but they gone.
Hey,
nigga,
come to that hole.
Huh?
Yeah. Come to that hole.
Let me tell y'all something, man. You talking about a good-ass race? For one, I had to get the car out of one area and get one in another. One was good. And we finally got a chance to get it off, man. They came up, everybody anticipating this race.
Available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Who the hell is calling the motherfucker, man?
Willie Dog.
Yeah.
You're in a goddamn lot.
Now, you don't have to respond to nothing like that. I know you know proper show etiquette.
Man, Jay Boy's about to get on my motherfucking nerve, though. When I see that bitch, you ain't going to recognize it, so I'm going to give that bitch a goddamn Jerry curl.
A blowjob?
Hey, dog, all bullshit aside, don't Jay Barnes and Stage look like Stage could be Jay Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, both of them P-headed, both of them look like bitches.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, I do.
I ain't get a chance to tell Mike. They tell Mike, appreciate the good show he put on. That was a hell of a show. I enjoyed myself, even though we didn't get a chance to really talk. And I like to thank all the fans for coming out and supporting. And, you know, hey, that was a nice show, man. I really liked that. They were raving about, right?
I'm glad you said that, Buck Naked. But now, see, Buck Naked said he was wore out, tired, and everything. I said, Buck Naked, you can go to my house. You got a room to yourself. You in a bathroom and everything. That bitch still went back home. I know he was tired the motherfucker.
Dog, he ain't make it past goddamn comfort.
How you know?
Sure did, dog. I sure did.
Okay,
I told him,
that, you, did I, hold up, Buck Naked. Did I tell you was going to be sleeping? Did I tell you?
Yeah, you told me that. I drunk 3 Red Bulls and 2 cups of coffee. That shit didn't work at all.
Let me tell you, I got to explain to him because he don't understand. See, Buck Naked, when you go to the track, now if you had just came to the track with no car, you'd have been okay. Man, that sun, them cars, that work, it don't get you right then. But when you get ready to hit that motherfucking road, bitch, you got a load on you. That's why I kept begging you. I begged that bitch to stay down here, man.
Hey,
you damn sure did. You did that.
Hey, dog. All bullshit aside, after a day at the track, working and shit, if you can make it past that first 2 hours, you good leaving the track. You
but
can't
he couldn't make that, though, could he?
No, hell no. If you can't make it past them first 2 hours, man, lay your ass down.
I told that motherfucker, I was Buck Naked, come on over there, man. It's just like a hotel, man. I don't even know you in the house. Buck Naked said, no, I got it. I'm going to go ahead on. I begged him. I begged him for damn 10 or 20 minutes. And that bitch still
Yeah, you sure did.
I know
you didn't call him. You ain't call him. I got through the loading up. Bring your ass on. We ain't going nowhere yet.
But I came on.
But,
dog, in Buck Naked case, just thank God that third brain cell was working. He knew to pull over before he got too sleepy.
Oh, hey, I just thought about something. Is Whit still on the phone, Tyke Man?
Yeah, Whit on the phone.
Hey, Whit. Whit. Well, anyway, if anybody know Whit to get with Whit, y'all know, because y'all know Whit and CC had a lockup. See, I write all this shit down, and I just looked at my notes. It said anytime both of them at the damn track and they don't race, somebody got to pay $500.
Yeah.
Well, is CC coming to Mega?
Evidently.
Yeah. You're right now.
They made that bet way back in fucking January or some shit, way long time ago. They say anytime both of them at the racetrack and they don't race, one of them owe $500.
Well, Buck came on the show, and J-Bones, we got a race locked in. Two Monte Carlos, they locked in $710 on
$710.
That's one of the mouse guys, man.
Oh, okay, because I asked him, I said, well, why is it $710? He said, that's what that motherfucker owed me from something else or some shit. I ain't never heard of it, like, 710. At first, I thought I heard him say $710.27,
right? But no. Watch how many motherfuckers come to see that race that night.
Oh. Hey, Bones, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to bust your ass out right now, because I'm bringing I had my little white girlfriend with me. She said, God damn it, she went to take a shit, and the damn toilet wiped her ass.
and we didn't even charge her extra for that.
Oh, come on.
Now, who was that wiping her ass? Was it Biz in there? Was it Biz in there?
Is he on the call?
Biz alone
now. Biz
is J Bones'
adopted son now.
Hey, where's Kimo at?
Hey,
Kimo. I'm right here. Kimo.
You know what? Oh, hold on, Jay. Hold on, Jay. I'm tired of this bullshit. Kimo been throwing all the little fucking hints at Biz every show. I tell you what, motherfucking Kimo, you bitch-ass, gorilla-looking son of a bitch. If you come to motherfucking Mason Sandy, you got the back tie, motherfucker.
Whoa, wait a minute. You don't get me the back tie for what?
Because you a bitch.
How much money you going to give me the back tie?
$1,500.
Nah, man, y'all going to cost me that much to get down there in the room and come on back.
Goddammit, get your bicycle and start now. It won't cost you as much.
Hey, Kimo, let me tell you something, man. You count how many times you seen that gray car. Every time you went to the motherfucking track, you going to cry about $1,500? Really, Kimo? Really?
Billy Kimo? Billy Kimo?
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for that.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know
that gray car got Motor City Mafia on it, and ain't your car got the same thing? I didn't want to ask that question, Kimo. Really, Kimo? Really?
Exactly.
Well, hell, fuck it, Kimo. I ring. What are it going to take to get you down here?
God damn.
You need to get with Witt first and get one of them back holes.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't move right now. Financially strapped. I cannot go on no road right now.
Nobody get hurt.
Just cause I like you, I'm serious now. Just cause I like you, find out how much it costs to fly out here. I got a couple $300 on the ticket.
$300 on the ticket. Come down there and see you boys.
Well, I just think it's good for you to get in the house.
Yeah, I might fly down, because I can't bring no truck and trailer. Not right now.
Did I say a truck and trailer? What you going to do, put the bitch on the plane?
Yeah.
I tell you what. You bring that goddamn car, got $300 on your diesel. Me and you run each other. How about that? With your bad ass.
Wait a minute, buddy.
I got 200, so that's fine.
Kimo.
Hey, listen,
tomorrow morning I might be already here and die.
Hey, I appreciate that, Wayne.
Hey, now that's if you race. Now that's if you race. If you lock a race in with Buck Naked now. If you just come out, come down here, y'all don't lock no race in now.
Now, if I come down there, I'm going to get Wayne.
What about me? I'm trying to get you 300. Well, Wayne.
I got another car for you. I'm going to let you race my other car on 29.
Hell no, man. Y'all ought to quit that bullshit. Getting the other cars and other people.
But, nigga, I ain't going to
be. Oh, here we go.
I'm going to tell the truth. Now, you, when Party Boys had the Gangsta Boo too. Every motherfucker on 29 went to crying and hollering and everything, right? You took and ran the same damn car, different heartbeat, and you ain't mentioned nothing about nothing. And then all of a sudden, the goddamn day you holler, oh, man, put 28s on. What the hell is you worried about, nigga? You got your car going down the track, man.
Me and Craig gonna run again. Me and Marret talking about it. We're gonna do it. Sad.
I'm talking about this
old
chemo call on 29, man. Tell you the truth.
Man, I can't make all them crazy decisions without my goddamn driver. Hell no.
I'm glad you told me what you told me yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what dog told you.
You smart.
I don't give a damn. You don't know what the hell Tuckman talking about. I don't give a damn. I know what the fuck he talking about. But like I said, I ain't making no decision like that without my driver. He gonna look too.
Butt naked know exactly what y'all damn talking about.
Tell him Butt Naked.
That's 500.
They smart. They think they smart.
Y'all ain't smart, Butt Naked. Y'all is not smart, Butt Naked. And dog didn't want butt naked to whoop Chris, and now y'all don't want butt naked to whoop goddamn Kimo.
I wanted to take Kimo ass out the frame.
Yeah, you should be one on one.
That's the one I want him. That's the one I want him to kill a motherfucker, and then Kimo fuck around there and kill him.
So if you get Kimo, guy, yeah, Wayne gonna come. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. What the hell is Jay Bonds and Cold Killer waiting on then? Is that goddamn show?
Hold on, bitch, get that fuel money out, bitch. Hold up, dog. We ain't get a dime from now, motherfucker. We came up now, time. We went nowhere.
You got a goddamn point, sir. I forgot about that, sir. I forgot about you as Cold Killer manager. You goddamn sure right, type.
Okay, now, J-Bar, you went all the way up there to Michigan to support a show you and Wayne done, Dean.
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
I did.
Okay, well, goddamn it, you need to tell that pit bull he need to be in the house. Goddamn Saturn.
Who needs to be in the house? Wayne?
Wayne just said if Keith brings that pussy, he gonna fuck him.
I just heard him say that.
If I pick the right six motherfucking numbers, you know, I could be a millionaire. Yes, sir. All that
Mike
shit.
I just heard the man
y'all
say.
Hold on, let me say. He's a white guy. He said Mike. It grows on a chicken's ass.
Right.
No. I know what the man said. The man said, y'all might be here. He said, if Kimo bring that his good pussy ass to make him, he gonna be there. That's what the man said.
Hey, you sure Wayne wants some pussy or he wants some ass?
He wants some boy pussy.
Hey, Jay know a lot about that prison shit, though. Jay know a lot about that prison shit.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now,
there's no
you sure know a lot about all the different shit like this. Let me ask you a question. Do the folk in the hall know you be cussing and talking like this?
Well, they'll kick my ass out. Good Lord, they'll kick my ass out.
Wait. Jay Bond can't be no fucking Jehovah's Witness. If she
Let me tell all y'all something about that. Let me ask that first, then you can answer. I used to, me and a preacher, I'm talking about a real preacher of a big church, I asked him the same shit y'all asking Jay. He said, I was a man before I was a preacher.
You got to point that, dog. And guess what? Before you go to talking about religion and stuff like that, understand, Jay being real. You know, you're talking about one that always trying to put God on you. Hey, man, accept a man for what he is. Hey, that's just like if some of y'all old ladies or wives see your dumb ass at the racetrack, she wouldn't want to be with you. That can't be my husband.
Got to point that, too, though. Got a goddamn point that, too, though.
Yeah, that's why you don't see mine to the racetrack. When you do, I'll be like a little damn church boy.
Well, you sure need to bring them more often, Dean. God damn, your bad ass. They just
go to show you. How you see them motherfucking preachers and pastors and everybody with kids, you think they don't fuck, too?
you see, Jackson goddamn had one when he was 70, so what the hell is y'all? I'm
not getting on Jay. I was just fucking with it. But look at him. I showed who want them 901 boy, and I showed who want chemo.
What are you gonna take to make
that happen?
Naked. Let me tell you something. I'm really be honest with you. You probably gonna get what the fuck you looking for on Saturday, but they would be crazy to lock you in. When they already got locked being racist, you should have been the
they
first
got,
one.
They, hey, let me back you up on that. We can lock in $1. $1. One fucking dollar. Four quarters. All I want to do is race them.
$1. Hey, Jack, man, I'm going to say this here. If I'm wrong, tell me to shut the fuck up. God damn it, I hope Buck Naked goddamn lose a race, so then we won't have to worry about him being a bad mode for the rest of the year.
Let me tell you, dog. Reno trying to get it in.
And
now. You know I don't raid when it get cold. You know I don't raid when it get cold and that dew on the ground.
Well,
I'm trying to get it in now.
It ain't gonna be below 54.
Nah. You just don't know. I started two times to get Chris them $300 because it was getting colder and colder on that goddamn heel up there.
Hold on. Let me address something that I heard. I'm going to ask you a question first, but I know the answer to it because did you say you couldn't put no power down at the house at the track Saturday?
I could not.
Okay. Now, Jay,
Let me rephrase that. I couldn't put my power down with me tuning. Let me redo it that way.
Tyke, I'm glad he said it. Let me get him, Tyke.
Hold on, let me get him. Now, you left and you said that you couldn't put no power down, and now you want to say it the right way when you had motherfuckers going 369.
That's what I was just finna say. Bitches out there going 360s off the trailer, and you talking about you can't put no power down. See, Bodega, what you did
is I couldn't do it the way that I was doing.
Listen, we ain't kicking you in the nuts, not because you said it the right way, but earlier the way the shit come back to people was like, but nigga said the track was shit because
he said we were no power.
We ain't kicking you in the nuts. You answered the question right. And guess what? We know you tune your car, and you're doing a hell of a job. So, hey, man, we ain't kicking you in the nuts.
If one of y'all motherfuckers gets somebody to show me how to read that trace analysis box and where it's spinning it and where I can go back and knock a little time out and put it back in right here, I'll be all right.
I won't wait on that phone call. Hey, Buck Nigga, so you can spin the tires for not enough power, just like having too much power. You can spin. See, your tires didn't burn up with white smoke. That means they needed some more. Once it planted out the hole, you left the hole a little bit, then spin them, because you didn't have enough damn power to keep them hooked up to the track. If you had got them put more power to that bitch, you'd have fucked them up.
You see how I did last time, got it when I came around and knocked the motherfucker strap off, didn't even move.
But nigga, I want to let you know, man, and this don't let your head get no bigger.
I know the sun was out. I know what we do in the sunlight.
No. Listen to the compliment, you onion head motherfucker.
I heard what the fuck you said.
Hold up, man.
shut the fuck up and take a compliment. You know, you can't take a fucking compliment. Hey, man.
The man rode on a short bus, man.
Y'all, let me tell him this. But, nigga, I'm the first person to give you hell, man. But as of lately, you've been doing a pretty good job finding your way with your car and keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing. But stop. But Ray,
we do. Between me and D, man, we don't figure that motherfucker out. Believe that.
Not the Ray.
Huh? Ray,
making excuses not the Ray, though. As you
don't make an excuse not to raise. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I went down four trailers from my trailer. I asked the motherfucker come on there and read my damn trace analysis box and help me on the computer. I'll pay you. Okay, I'll do it in a minute. And this is a motherfucking tuner now. Do you ever think that motherfucker showed up?
He told me he was looking for him, but he couldn't find him. Okay, well, let me throw this out there, nigga, before you say anything else. Ask this motherfucker why he won't lock in with us. We on 28.
Who on 28?
CC say he on 28. Get your ass down.
I already done talked to CC. Now get your ass down.
Well,
CC, we need to lock in, CC.
Butt naked, I tell you what you do, and you ain't gotta pay me a lot. Sign me in, I read the race pack for you.
hey, J-Bun. Now look and see the UC goddamn CC number, and bring his weak ass out the bushes, cause he texting the motherfucker and listening to the show. Lock a bitch in, man. Quit playing. He another one been in the bushes. Says we slapped him in the goddamn mouth. We ain't seen him. Y'all know that man
heard his goddamn.
I'm still looking, Tyke. I got my flashlight.
Okay, BET, you seen him?
Hey, Tyke man, he on here, but he got his number as 11111111.
Hey, butt nigga.
Yeah.
You still ain't shit. I'm really just ashamed to run you. That's why I don't want
to run you. What remedy? Watch I make your ass tap out like I did, Chris.
Oh, bitch, you make me tap out. Chris want to lock your ass.
You make me tap out.
Oh, shit, he on the phone?
Hey, I believe I won. My tie was in the air, but you got the wind light. But it's all good. It won't be in the air next time.
Oh, Lord, that motherfucker told me to tie that goddamn duster. Oh, Jesus, nigga, you say, motherfuck you weak bitch. What's your case?
But we're going to see Saturday, goddamn it. We're going to see Saturday.
It won't be close this time.
Okay.
Hey, but nigga, I'm going to bet you
200
you
don't think niggas going racy.
Oh, type man, where my motherfucking steak at, you and dog? Y'all say y'all going to give me a steak dinner if I come to the house with you, I wouldn't come.
Hold on,
type man and goddamn and dog.
Hold up. He telling the truth. I bought your steak dinner, and I was waiting on you to come eat it, and you didn't come eat it, so I ate it.
Not here, motherfucking.
I bought your steak dinner. But I'm going to tell you straight up, I gave that motherfucker to somebody that deserved it, my motherfucking dog.
What the hell ever? I bet I don't come nowhere, y'all motherfucking got down at me to come. I bet you that.
Hey, I ain't told you that no book. I didn't even talk to you, so I know I didn't tell you that.
I want my goddamn steak. I don't give a damn if it's a Waffle House steak. I want my steak. You hear me?
That's where I was at. But, hey, who promised you a steak, book, nigga?
You and goddamn tight man bit I wasn't gonna call. Y'all better stay.
We bet one another, and don't turn around and say tight shit. I'm betting with you. He ain't coming.
No, hell no. I want mistake. I ain't hearing that shit. Y'all ain't getting out of that one. When I see y'all standing down there,
you
want mistake.
You race for you come to the track and you race a motherfucker this weekend, motherfucker, your steak will be cooked at the track.
I'm going to race him with Mean Creek at the race, but goddamn it, let me tell you something. I want my steak. I ain't saying the shit you're talking about. I want my steak.
I just want to see. I don't think you're going to get this.
Give him a pork steak.
Oh, hell no. Y'all going to make me fall out there. Hell no. I want no goddamn pork steak.
Hey, buddy, I got a cube steak, buddy.
Hell, I don't want that motherfucker either. I want a tender steak.
You know what a cube steak is, don't you?
Pork?
That dick. This dick, motherfucker. Hey, y'all remember when Buck Naked first come on, Buck Naked still got in the country. Y'all talk, I don't play that goddamn shit. I don't play that shit.
Don't call me
what
you call him? One little grudge right now, he just a shit. You ain't still ain't shit. One grudge wrestler, you a racist motherfucker.
Lock me in.
You goddamn right.
When
you tell the truth, you right. You little short bitch. Hey, your motherfucker ain't got
in there. Lock me in there. Wait, you lock me in with your bald head.
I wouldn't insult my team, locking your weak ass in.
Lock me in
there.
I tell you what, Big Low already done told you he'll slide out that punk out and let me pay it. To him, if you rip me. So what's
when we
up, boy?
Get to the track, if Big Low let you pay me that motherfucking punk out, boy, you get your third glass up there.
Let's do it. Let me call Big Low. Call him up tight, man.
You
I'm going
to
show
that
weak motherfucker
we
No.
Let Big Low come hand me that money. You get
no,
your third glass up there.
Bitch. No, bitch, no. Call him up tight, man. I'm going to show that weak motherfucker something.
Don't call him tight. Don't
call him tight. Call him.
But
no, you want to turn around? We gonna lock it in.
Right,
we gonna lock it in. Call him tight. I'm gonna show
that
weak motherfucker something else. He
money.
Done fucked up. He done fucked up.
But nigga,
call him tight.
Money, I'm gonna run you.
Listen here,
call him tight.
Boy, will you shut the fuck up? Let me tell you what I got to say. 1 second, please. Now let me tell you something, man. This our show right here. If y'all work something out, you don't tell nobody on the air, bitch. You know how many motherfuckers out of Florida may come up here just to see 901 and Low Race. If y'all work something out, keep that behind closed door, you onion head motherfucker.
Yeah, don't nobody want to see Butt Naked.
Right.
He ain't gonna do my fly, and I lit the flames up. I did this.
CC said
you're
the
one button, y'all
want to
open him up.
Hey,
hold
up.
Hey, CC said he in the one button, open him up.
J-Bob.
CC ain't
going to
do shit.
Hey, but, Wick, guess what? He might have 2-3 fans that come with him.
Well, somebody get him on now, because somebody get him on. He
said
he's trying to get on.
Now, yeah, get CC on. He might lock Butt Naked in and out of spine.
You never know.
Then I tell your ass, if you goddamn lock me in with them two motherfuckers you bringing them goddamn make it this weekend, I'm coming to Holly Springs. They lock
you,
both of them races in.
Hey, nigga, I'm going to be honest now. You ain't got the best track record of showing up this year. Now, maybe
Well, goddamn, you have some punk out money, man. Yeah, have some punk out money.
I got punk out money from you already. I done beat you already.
You ain't beat me, boy.
You paid that
money,
man. What?
You ain't got nothing but my, you got nothing but my bootleg money.
You better put the deer claws in it.
I wouldn't give a fuck what it was.
That's all you got.
Money is green. I don't look at where it came from and who it came from. It's green.
Nah, it just stopped going to the bootleg house. It didn't come from there.
Long as one counterfeit, long as one counterfeit.
I just can go to the bootleg house for a month. That's all. I'll be back in that drinking game.
That's why I spun it at the bootleg house.
Well, goddamn it, lock it in.
Hey,
let's do it.
Hey, Wick, you don't hang out at no bootleg house, man. That's for that country motherfucking Butt Naked, man.
I sun somebody. Shit, you know I ain't
going. Oh, okay.
I sun 902.
You think I'm goddamn bashful because I'm country motherfucker? Hell no.
Nigga, I'm
straight,
hey,
country.
I see your third brain cell working tonight.
You think I'm bashful because I'm goddamn from the country? Man, let y'all leave Butt Naked alone. Y'all fucking with Butt Naked. He gonna pop a head gas over there. Now, boy, you got in the way. Boy, I gotta give you props. Boy, you racing. I gotta give Wayne Neville scared. They props, though. Them boys turning up, boy. They turning up.
Hey, wait. Them business don't want five races in 14 days, man.
Yeah, them boys turn up. Hey, Kimo, I gotta give you props for trying to go, though.
You said you wanted to race them, though. So, you know, I hope y'all lock in again, though. We want everybody to want to
see that. Yeah, we going to lock in again.
Hey, man, you got a room on your phone. CC trying to get in, goddamn. He said Jay won't on his mic.
Hold on. I'm going to see.
Jay won't open nobody's mic. Hey, dog. Jay going to hang me up 3 times, man. But he called me 8 o'clock this morning about some shit. I should have hung up on his motherfucking ass this morning.
Hey, no, they ain't got no room. But if he calls BET, I know BET can get him on. BET.
Hey, BET, you got CC number?
I got his number, but I don't know how to get him. I ain't got no three-way and all that shit.
Not you, Wick. BET.
Sorry, man, can I get him on for my phone?
He
can I get
no
him
on?
Yeah, Wick. Yeah, what's going on?
On your phone, dog.
Okay, y'all, let me get him in. All
right. Right, we're trying to get as many motherfuckers top dogs as it is, even though CCA rate number one time a year.
Let me tell you something, Wick. Cut the bullshit, man. Let's get this shit on, man.
Hey, hold on. Hey, CC, you on, CC? CC.
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 That dumb
motherfucker around here is going to
take your goddamn phone off you, man.
You can call motherfucker.
Call him BB. Yeah, call him CC. You might have to call King Stupid. He might have to talk to CC.
Yeah, hey, King Stupid. Come on, man.
Hey, but Nicky, you and CC got the same record, man.
Y'all give us the back towel with that motherfucking regal.
Yeah, what?
$40 show they couldn't get but 50 callers on there. I didn't want to tell y'all.
Kenny, hold on. Stone Cold, if you don't mute your motherfucking mic, I'm going to hang your ass up. Okay.
Hey,
Bo Negan, all the things Stone Cold, he the one got to raise up, really, him and nephew.
Yes, he did.
Stone Cold really got to raise up, though.
Hey, dog, yeah. I'm gonna show you something I noticed about old Stone Cold, right? Down there in Florida last year, that motherfucker, he stood up there with Ed Mahal, right? And the next thing you know, that they had a good pot up. I'm talking a hell of a pot, right?
Yeah.
Edmund turned on the wind light. Now,
yeah.
Stone Cold fucked around and got behind that weekend. Got behind Butt Naked, right? And Butt Naked made around and turned the wind light on. But did you hear Bad News say he believed he won the race? His front tire just was in the air. That motherfucker got some power right there.
Yeah, I heard that too, though.
Hey, I don't think I can tell you, Dang. I don't know number one kind of cars picked that motherfucking car that far up, picked that car up that far out there.
What's that?
That's the goddamn Viper system. He purred that Viper through the motor. He purred that Viper through the motor. When you purred that Viper through the motor, that bitch picked the wheel up at the 330.
Good God. I don't think I can tell y'all, boy.
I'm gonna tell you like this right here.
Maybe we don't figure out a little bit something about a little bit more tuning. Yeah, we're gonna leave him right there at the goddamn tree this time.
I just seen on Facebook they got Butt Naked race on Facebook. I just seen the race between him and Chris. That was one hell of a goddamn race right there, I'm telling you.
Yes, it was, boy.
Oh, heavens. Them bitches, they were neck and neck.
Hey, BET.
All the fucking way.
BET, did you see the motherfuckers when they both, I think the drivers was looking at one another because they went towards the center lane, the flames was touching damn near. But
damn near touching. God damn.
Zone was in front burning Chris Fender.
Oh, how much? Well, Butt Naked,
yeah,
how do you go with him? I thought I heard Butt Naked say he beat him by three.
We did. Go back and look at it in slow motion at a different angle. You'll see.
Hey.
We didn't beat him by three. We didn't. His time was in the air.
3 inches.
We're going to see
that
weekend. We're going to see that weekend, got this.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you, but I already been told. I come out better kicking motherfucking rocks, man. But anyway.
But what the hell, level? Help me whoop that goddamn wit, what you can help me do. Get that bitch to rim.
Hey, I ain't even going to say nothing about that, nigga. But if you beat a bitch by 100 cars, or if you beat a bitch by 2 cars, don't never get on no goddamn show talking about what you done. The man might not never want to come back and race you no more.
Me and Chris gonna race again. When I met Chris, let me tell you something. Out of all these races I don't miss, he won in 5 that's real. Let me put it to you like that. That's a good dude, man. I like that.
Hold up, hey.
Get his ass to Holly Springs.
You know where we're gonna be at, Sad? Why we gotta come to Holly Springs?
Because that man been in your backyard. He been over there 2 times this year. I know of, because I was there 2 times this year.
Well, you ask DJ how many times that motherfucker bagged out in my backyard.
Three. I tried to lock you in at your home track. You ain't locked
in. The motherfucking bald head ass lock. Quit lying.
Butt naked. The first time that I was there and Wick was motherfucking ball deep off at DJ Grant 2 times, your transmission gave you some problems. Before the transmission gave me any problem,
and we were going to get in that shootout, so let go ahead and do the race in the shootout. Let's get this shit on. He said no.
Well, so I don't know that Turbo Tim in the shootout. Turbo Tim wanted to gamble with me in the shootout, too. I owe him some get back, too, so that's why I didn't run you.
You know what, Wick? I'm tired of this shit going back and forth. I ain't no negotiating. Either you can fuck me this weekend, goddamn it, with them two bitches that you bringing, and I come down there the week after, or we going to leave that shit alone. What you want to do?
Yeah. Just come on the week after. We'll be fine with that.
No, uh-uh. You didn't hear what I said? We can get them two motherfuckers that you bringing over there to Georgia. This
hey,
and then I come
off.
Down yonder the week after. We can
lock
that
in. I'm going to run you with me.
Hold on. But, nigga, let me help you get this race off. Now, you just said that man been in your backyard three times, right?
And he wasn't rimming.
Hold up. He been in your backyard three times. One time I know you had a transmission problem.
That app.
And guess what? The other time the man had a big money race, and you really came to the track the last time and waited till a goddamn horn down came and won the race. But now, why can't you go over to Holly Springs and run this man? One thing we know, Wick don't go. That motherfucker, they gonna go. If he locked you in, all the way he don't go, that motherfucker won't crank.
Then I just tell your ass, if he got down with me and make it, I'm gonna run him down yonder. I'm not going down there. If he not gonna run me this weekend, I'm not gonna run him next weekend.
But why? Well, let me show you what you saying, but nigga, you on your head, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck what you call me, you drunk bastard. I just said I am not gonna run him if he's not gonna run me first. He coming over him.
Man, brother Nicky act like a broad, man.
With some motherfucking stilettos on. Get your shoes back, motherfucker.
You better believe it. The broad go where the fuck he wanna go when he wanna go. Believe that shit. It ain't got to have no gas money. Motherfucker.
Work it down.
I like all that, but Nick.
Hey, but Nick, when you be on the phone, you be naked or you be having on some fun?
I'm full of drink.
Hey, but Nick, when you be dancing, you have on thongs or you be naked?
Gangsters
on dead, we boogie, bitch.
Hey, how you talking to dick with the thongs on?
Did you hear who that smart motherfucker that quoting? Talking about gangsters don't dance, we boogie. But, nigga, go lay your ass down and go to sleep, man. We all let you
get. Hey, Missy, did you talk that move?
Tell him to lay on the chin.
Missy, did you want to call him a play for him? Missy, did you want to put the play for him out about him? Well?
What the hell, Evan? We know you're a weak motherfucker, don't want to run her. That's what we know. That ain't in my backyard. This ain't in my backyard. I don't live in Georgia. I live in Alabama.
I came for Edmund Hall race. You didn't even show up with a car.
Yeah.
I came to DJ Grand race.
Motherfucker, I'm here now. I'm here now.
And I locked him in for Indiana. He didn't show up.
And there was a reason why. And you know why I didn't come to Indiana. We ain't going to put that shit on there. You know why?
You know why
I ain't bring no car? You know why I didn't bring no car? And there wasn't no financial problem either.
Well, now you paid me the little lockup and stuff.
There wasn't no financial problem, and I went goddamn scared. You know what it was. Don't act.
Hey, but I only told you I had financial problem because I didn't want to come. You can rest assured.
When I speak to you, then you speak to me.
Talking to a real G like you talking to a real G, man.
Hey, that motherfucker won't lay down with nothing, man. Hey, man, look here. Kimo.
Yeah, what up?
I think I heard him say he got 500. But you need to try to get Jay Barnes got there to put something in with Wayne got there and get down there and blow Wayne ass out, man. That's what you need to be working on, man.
We're gonna work on that tomorrow, BT. I'm gonna call you. We're gonna go ahead and try to get on down there. It's just
I need you to do that.
Yeah, that hoe like them turbo.
Hey,
Kimo, I would like to see you this weekend. You know, you good people, and but that goddamn butt naked man.
If that motherfucker come from all that water, I'm gonna be like John, waiting on his ass, bleed that shit.
If that bitch crawl that water,
I'm gonna be waiting on him.
Hey, but
hey, nigga, you the last motherfucker I'm worried about.
Lock it in, then. From the land, we'll lock it in. Lock it in. I bet you take that motherfucker off your car and blow dry your hair with it. I bet you that. I bet you that.
Nigga,
but you just a hand dryer from now on.
Can I bet you 200 you don't show up and make it with no car? But, nigga. But, Nick, can I bet you 200 for sure and make with no car?
Who it is, weak?
Yeah.
Put three more with it and lock me in, you weak fucker.
I'm going to bet 200 you don't show up with your car.
Hey, but, Nick,
put three more with it and lock me in.
Hey,
that was
man,
you with your bad ass.
I done told you about talking to G's the way you talking to G's. Now, you won the race. Now, we congratulated you on your win and shit like that.
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing G about this motherfucker,
man.
Here.
We
ain't nothing G about this motherfucker. His car been pulled. He can't come back to the hood. That motherfucker can't come back to the hood no more. He ain't no goddamn G.
Who ain't no G, but Nick? Who y'all talking about?
He talking about G.
Put three more hundred with them 200 and get me with your bad ass.
Nah, 300 you don't show up at the track with no car.
Put two more with them three. And lock me in. You don't came up, man. Come on.
I'm locked in already, man.
Locked in
with Big Low.
Locked in, too. I'm going to pay Big Low. Get him on the phone, type, man.
You ain't got to get him on the phone. Send me that money.